It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones today. We will be hearing from Alex today in the first hour at least. And I have so much news on my desk right now, I don't even have any room for more news. I had more news come on my desk and I looked for space to put it. There's none. So we'll try to get to all the news. A lot of news that's illustrative of where we're at right now as a culture, as a country. But first, let's go to the latest story from Paul Joseph Watson. You've seen Drag Queen Story Hour. Maybe you've wondered what you can do to combat it. Well, why not fight fire with fire? Some individuals decided to protest the Drag Queen Story Hour by dressing up as clowns themselves.
Let's turn around and shake your butt. Shake your butt. Shake your butt. Shake your butt.
So that is from the American Identity Movement, and I guess the full video can be found on their website or their YouTube channel, but I'm just getting this video right now. So, I mean, I'll put it out there. We want to get these guys on. So if the American Identity Movement is listening right now, we'd love to have you on as a guest. We think that you did a great job here. You know, and look, this is kind of an old-fashioned new form of protest that's like trolling, but that's the only way to really get through to these people. See, they've gone so insane to the point where they're bringing men dressed as women to shake their butts and have children come sit on their laps and much worse. I won't get into it. You've seen the videos. So that's what they do. That's the level of insanity that they've reached. We don't really know how to combat that. So we have to even go to their level of insanity and dress up like a clown to raise awareness, or dress up like a cow and go out to a Beto rally. But who would be crazy enough to do something like that? But so this is the American Identity Movement. The story from Paul Joseph Watson is at Infowars.com. Activists dressed as clowns. Pull it back up, guys. Activists dressed as clowns protest drag queen story hour. And look, if you've never heard of this, you probably say, well, what's drag queen story hour? Well, that's exactly what it sounds like. They bring in drag queens to public libraries and schools and such to read to your children. It's drag queen story hour. It's progressive. And the mainstream news says, of course, we gotta start them young. Whatever the hell that means. And so, yeah, this is what's going on right now in our society. And it's just, again, it's just total mental degeneration. And look, I got no problem with you if you like dressing up like a girl, okay? The last president married one of you. So it's not a big deal. I'm just saying, why do you have drag queen story hour for kids? What is up with that? And then what happens? You find out. In one of these groups alone, there are multiple pedophiles, which I actually think is sad for somebody that, for real, I'm not even joking. For somebody that actually just is a drag queen and wants to dress up like a girl and they're into that, these pedophiles are actually giving them a bad name. So you better watch out. Yeah, pedophiles are dressing like clowns so they can get their hands on your kids. That's what Drag Queen Story Hour has been exploited as. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We all knew it was coming. You could set your watch by it. 290-plus Christians were blown limb from limb in Sri Lanka at three Catholic churches and at luxury hotels while celebrating Easter Sunday. And for the first day, the media covered up the fact that ISIS had taken responsibility, that the perpetrators had shot videos and posted them online, saying what they were going to do and encouraging others to do it. No, the corporate media, always refusing to let anybody raise the alarm, said they didn't know who did it. No, there was no telling. And then, of course, as soon as it was forced out into the open the next day, Monday, suddenly the Washington Post and the BBC and all the usual suspects came out and said, "We're worried about Muslims. They're scared now. They're scared people might be mean to them and they're the victims." But none of them would say the word Christians. No, it was Easter worshipers. So the dehumanization of Christians is so complete in the globalist corporate media that they won't even say the word Christian in 99% of their reportage. And they do it in a concerted effort all over the world. Why is there this agenda to target Christians? Why are Christians the vast majority of persecuted people on the planet? Tucker Carlson filed a very powerful report last night laying this out. We're going to play it here in a moment. And then when I come back, I'm going to get into the bigger picture and why they are targeting Christians and targeting a couple other things like nations and borders and families. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The holiest day of the Christian calendar turned to tragedy yesterday, as you know, in Sri Lanka. In a series of coordinated attacks, suicide bombers struck three Catholic churches as well as hotels in cities across the country. At least 290 people were murdered. Hundreds more were wounded. Sri Lankan authorities say the attackers were affiliated with a local terror group. The attackers were radical Muslims. Their motives were religious. Their targets were Christians. None of that is speculation. It's true. Maybe because it is so true and so obviously true, nobody in authority wanted to say it out loud. So instead, they went to great lengths to avoid clear language. Quote, "The attacks on tourists and Easter worshippers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity," tweeted Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton used the same awkward phrase. "I'm praying for everyone affected by today's horrific attack on Easter worshippers and travelers in Sri Lanka," she wrote. Easter worshippers. Why don't you say Christians? Nobody worships Easter. There's a reason, of course. Euphemisms are never accidental. Our leaders believe Christians are the problem. They're the dangerous ones. They can't be trusted. Tell them the truth and they might go crazy and organize a new crusade, unsheath their swords and march on Jerusalem. You never know with Christians. Just tonight, the Washington Post ran a story with this headline, quote, "Sri Lanka church bombings stoke far-right anger in West." As if you'd have to be some kind of Nazi to be upset about church bombings. That's what they seem to think. That's why our leaders consistently ignore the persecution of Christians around the world. When U.S. policy contributes to that persecution, and it does, they say nothing about it. For example, less than 20 years after we overthrew Saddam Hussein, three-quarters of Iraq's once-thriving Christian population is gone. They've either been murdered by Islamic extremists, ISIS in some cases, or they've been driven out of the country as refugees. In Syria, Christians live for generations under the protection of the Assad family. You're not allowed to say that anymore or even know it, but it doesn't make it any less true. It is true. And you can talk to the hundreds of thousands of Christians who fled the country since the U.S. began supporting the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad if you want to know details. But no one in the American media ever asks their opinion. Nobody cares. Nor do we care that so many of our allies in the Middle East, countries that receive billions in U.S. tax dollars every year, repress Christianity. Afghanistan, for example, receives billions from us every year. Why? So we can turn it into Belgium. But right now in Afghanistan, converting to Christianity carries a death sentence if you're a Muslim. The same is true in Saudi Arabia and the UAE, both countries backed by the United States. In Egypt, conversion is legally restricted, and while it doesn't carry a death sentence, polls show that most of the public in Egypt wishes it did. So where's our State Department in all this? Our State Department, which spends a lot of time looking out for the human rights of people in countries you can't pronounce, they ignore it. When was the last time the United States pushed another country to treat Christians better? Well, in some cases, it would be pretty easy to do that. We could just demand that Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or Afghanistan, countries that are dependent on us, implement full freedom of religion before we give them any more U.S. aid. Why wouldn't we do that? Because we're being afraid of being criticized by the nihilists at the Washington Post?
The stories are up on InfoWars.com. Media worries about right-wing anger and violence against Muslims following Islamic terror attack in Sri Lanka. You knew it was coming. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. And that deals with the Washington Post and others. Here's the BBC today. BBC frets over, quote, nervous and afraid Muslims following Islamic terror attacks in Sri Lanka. Why are Christians being targeted? Well, because we know it's a spiritual war. And Christians aren't going to go along in the final equation with the transhumanism, the merging humans and animals, the microchips to buy and sell, the digital AI God that we're all supposed to worship that Elon Musk has warned us about. And if you just look at leftists in general, they want to be worshipped. They want to control the language. They want to be the high priest of control. And they don't like groups or organizations that historically buck their centralized control. And they don't like people like Christians that stand up against leftist bullies like the governors in New York and Virginia and North Carolina and California that are openly passing or trying to pass bills to kill babies after they're born. The left is diametrically opposed to Christians. And when you go out and face them in the streets, you find that not a minority, but a majority of them are foaming at the mouth and exhibiting signs classically associated with demon possession. They could cast many of them to star in the new Linda Blair production of The Exorcist. And many times they tell you they love Satan, they love the devil, and they want to kill and hurt babies. And you can say, oh, they're just trying to shock you because they know you're a Christian. No, ladies and gentlemen, if you experience it and see it for yourself, this is a spirit. I have seen dozens of women spontaneously wearing their business suits and dress nice at the Capitol, see a group of pro-lifers praying in the rotunda and begin chanting back at the Christians, hail Satan, and sticking their tongues out and licking their lips. I have witnessed this over and over again spontaneously. Women that don't even know each other joining together in a spiritual sacrament of killing children, of worshiping the death and the blood and the pain. This is a real spirit, and abortion, when it's consciously carried out by people that know what's really happening, is the manifestation of Satanism on this planet. It is the star and the crown. It is the open destruction of human life. And now they're segueing into children even after they're born. This is all in your face. And then sterilizing people and controlling people and adding chemicals to the vaccines that cause brain damage. This is all part of the soft kill, now moving into hard kill. But what else are the globalists attacking? It's not just Christianity. They're attacking nation states. They're attacking the family. They're attacking borders. They're attacking anything that is independent and historically strong, that is natural, and that is normal. And right now we have Mexican troops routinely coming across the border, helping the drug dealers come across, routinely pointing guns at our military, routinely shooting at Border Patrol, and now disarming U.S. military on the U.S. side of the border. They can't control their own border because they're a bunch of narcotics traffickers. They are the cartel, especially the Mexican army. But now more and more that we're trying to control that border and stop the drugs they're bringing across, they are openly detaining and disarming our military, and nothing's being done about it. In fact, the pliant FBI, still infested with leftists, goes down and tries to find anybody from the citizen militias that are simply there videotaping and documenting what's happening and arrest them. And the state of New Mexico then orders the citizen journalist / militia out of the area, even though they've done a great job, and violates their rights. Oh, but doesn't follow the Constitution and actually stop the hordes of illegal aliens, they've all been given a giant red carpet. This is all part of the takedown of the West. Christianity made us successful. It made us rich. It made us powerful. And now, like sucking oxygen out of a room, as Christianity is extinguished in our nation, the darkness, the tyranny of the godless third world is able to encroach and bring us to our knees. This is a spiritual battle, and the globalists know that once they extinguish the light, they will have full control. Back to Owen Schroer and the live broadcast. I'll have big breaking reports soon at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com from Washington, D.C. Please stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I think everybody, at some point in their life, has a black pill moment where they look at humanity and where we're going, and they just say, this is not right. Where did we go wrong? This is not our destiny. This is not what we're meant to be. And a lot of times this happens when you're a child even. But then those instincts get beaten out of you. They get beaten out of you with the world. They get beaten out of you with the propaganda. And then by the time you're out of college, well, humans weren't even created. We're basically pond scum, so doesn't matter. By the way, we're killing the earth. We're parasites. So just die. And we're about to go to a clip that highlights part of this sickness, which is Drag Queen Story Hour, where they bring drag queens to public libraries and such to read to your kids. And then they read to your kids. They do dances. They tell them to shake their butts. They have them touch their beards. They have them bouncing up and down on their laps. They're basically dressed like male strippers, even, in fact, worse, quite frankly. Male strippers don't even dress the way some of these drag queens do. And so the American Identity Movement did a brilliant protest, really, dressing up like clowns and saying, you know, this is Drag Queen Story Hour, adult entertainment for kids. We're part of the fun. We're drag queens, too. Anybody can be a drag queen. But I came up with an analogy in my head for where humanity is at right now, because, I mean, even being rational, I mean, I have to accept certain realities. I mean, I know where humanity is going. I'm not going to be microchipped. You bet your bottom dollar on that. But in not too long, everybody's going to be microchipped. And that's when the real quickening happens and the AI gets rolled out. And then you have mega cities, mega metros taking over everything. And there'll be certain land designated for actual Earth, but you'll never see it. You'll be in the mega city where all the traffic is and everybody's at and all the disease and everything, getting all your vaccines. That's going to happen. That's inevitable. It's all biblical. It's where we're going. And then, you know, God and Jesus will come in and do their thing and wipe it all out. And just like it's happened before. But here's the analogy. Even though I have to take the black pill and realize that that's eventually where we're going. You mean, just look at the trends. I mean, there's no way we're getting out of this. Even though that's where we're going, I don't want to experience it. It's like drowning. So you don't want to drown. You're fighting for air. You're trying to get to the surface. You're trying to live as long as possible. It's a survival instinct. And you see, the devil is trying to drown humanity. And some of us are scratching and clawing to get some last air from the surface before we get drugged to the depths. And the problem we face is that now we have fellow humans that are down beneath the surface pulling humanity down with the devil. And that's what we're fighting. And here is just one example of that, where drag queen story time, coming to a library near you, coming to children near you, where just one drag queen story hour group in Houston alone had two pedophiles in it. The American Identity Movement protested them by dressing as clowns, and here is their video.
Let's turn around and shake your butt. Shake.
New Orleans, Louisiana. With all the headlines of the drag queens and the pedophiles.
Thank you.
library. They roll out their clown outfits and their sign. Oh, and then they have to go because they don't want to touch your children. See, you're not a real drag queen. You're not here to play with kids. So you've got to go. Oh, you, sir. Oh, I mean, ma'am. You wanted to play with the kids? Come on in. Now, if you did that in London, your ass would probably be locked up. Think about that. So this is what I'm talking about. This is the sickness. This is Satan. This is evil. And you know, no matter what religion you've studied or you are affiliated with, or even beyond religion, not even religion, ancient folklore, there's always one thing in common, the battle of good and evil, the spiritual battle of good and evil, folks. It's constant. It's infinite. It dominates this universe. It's the challenge. And I don't hate anybody. I don't judge anybody. In fact, I've met many drag queens, cross dressers, transsexuals that listen to InfoWars. They're fans. They like our politics. They have common sense. So what? Well, now they get drug into the same group as these people, and I don't think they appreciate it much. Wait, you're telling me that pedophiles, to hide their identity, dress up as drag queen clowns and drag queen demons? Shocking. Oh, you're telling me that now there's a drag queen story hour where they read to kids and they're infiltrating these groups? No. But you know, really makes you wonder where it all started. Whose idea was it to have drag queen story hour? Because I have a weird feeling it wasn't drag queens. No. I don't think so. I don't think it was drag queens that wanted to start drag queen story hour, do you? No. I think there's something else going on there, folks. I think there's something sinister happening here. But hey, we're kicking and screaming to try to get the devil off of our legs as we're getting the last gasps of air before humanity gets totally pulled down. And we just want to salvage freedom and independence in the West. You know, we just want to salvage the last bastion of freedom and independence and love for God in the West that we can. I mean, is it too much to ask? Can you devil worshipers? Can you pawns of Satan just go somewhere else? Can you just go abort? Oh, and then they say, oh, God doesn't have a side of politics. Really? God doesn't want to protect the unborn children? Give me a break.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back. InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens and what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Years ago, back when South by Southwest in Austin was actually pretty cool, you could just basically buy tickets to any of the little sub film festivals that took place. And I saw that the maker of The Exorcist, the director, but he was also one of the main producers, was going to be in town. And he was going to be showing The Exorcist and a twin showing another film he made, The French Connection, about narcotics trafficking and intelligence agencies and things. That's another great film with Gene Hackman. So I bought my tickets, went, sat there, watched it, watched him come out and give a speech. And I knew about The Exorcist and how it had been partially a CIA project to basically just prepare the public for a shift in culture and a change in the way society saw violence. But it wasn't till many years later when I researched a lot of other documents that I realized how public all this was. But even during his speech, the director talked about some of those historic facts. And what made me think of this, that old story, that happening, and that event, was I was surfing around on YouTube this morning, early this morning on the elliptical, and I came across Joey Diaz and Joe Rogan talk about The Exorcist. And there was Joey Diaz talking about how there'd never been a movie like that up until that point, how it was a directing masterpiece, and how it basically changed the Overton window in society and culture. Next time I talk to Joey, he's a smart guy, but he probably doesn't even know that The Exorcist was basically produced by a group inside the Central Intelligence Agency. That's even on the IMDb last time I checked. But think about how the CIA, or elements of it, in the 50s and 60s, financed ugly buildings and ugly
literature and ugly art, and on purpose would then force feed it to the public to change people's views about what was beauty. Why was that going on? Well, really, it's a demoralization. The system wants you to give up on the family. It wants you to give up on the magic of women and how they can have a baby and then feed the baby and take care of it. I mean, just a whole new world, a whole system in and of themselves. They don't want you to realize our connection to God. They don't want you to see the inherent beauty in the universe. That's why all the studies show that just forest bathing, as the Japanese call it, spending 30 minutes in the woods or out in the fields or stargazing is hundreds of times better than taking Prozac or some other type of mind-altering drug, that our bodies need to work in the garden, that our bodies need to do housework, that we need to cook our own meals, that we need to process our own food. All the studies show this is what is fulfilling, and we're being artificially taken out of what's healthy and what's good for us and what we're designed to be and put in this artificiality. And listen, I know everybody listening is like, yeah, Alex, tell us something we don't know. But it just has to hit everyone that this whole matrix is being built around us. This system to cut us off from the real world, to cut us off from God, and to cut us off from our fellow human beings is being built by social engineers who know they cannot capture free, open-thinking humans. But they can only rule the future and dominate and control by dumbing us down, by domesticating us. And again, everyone already knows this inherently, but every gauge, every measurement, every study shows smartphones and their interfacing with so-called social media is making people more alone, more depressed. It's making them not have sexual relations. It's the porn, all of it is being deployed to dehumanize us. And I don't even attack it from a puritanical perspective. Like, you watch that, boy, you'll go blind. I'm telling you from experience. When I was young and promiscuous, that at a certain point, it made it empty and not fun anymore because it was not with a woman I loved or a woman I was committed to. And for several years, I ended up basically being celibate. And it wasn't even a thought process back when I was about, I don't know, 20 years old. It was just that I got back into researching, back into history, back into intense exercise, back into, you know, not drinking, and just getting my head right with God. And then, of course, I basically sussed out my mission to take on the globalist. And that's what you're supposed to do around that age as a man, is, you know, really think about what you want to do. And look, I'm stating, again, a bunch of well-known facts here. It's just that when you really consciously realize that they're putting millions of young children now in Europe and the U.S. on hormone blockers that totally stunt their growth, change their physiology, are linked to cancer, and the children are being convinced by TV shows and school programs and their sick parents to be part of this, and it's all being sold as a choice. But the truth is, it's an evil, corrupt state, and evil, corrupt parents, or gullible parents, going through with something that is inherently directly out of Brave New World and the actual eugenics plan of UNESCO, and again, Julian Huxley's brother wrote the book, Aldous Huxley, but Julian Huxley actually ran the program. And when you see all this, you understand it's not our opinion. This is a diabolical program. This is an operation. There's another big piece to this that's important. And this is totally critical. The average person, by the time they're 15 years old, has seen tens of thousands of murders, assaults, and rapes simulated. And now with the shoot 'em up video games, sometimes it's in the hundreds of thousands. And so people are habituated to basically be the equivalent, at a subconscious level, of your battle-hardened soldiers. Where you've seen more death, more blood, more killing, your brain at a subconscious level is taking that in as real. But you're sitting there overweight, like so many of us are, playing a video game, watching television, but at a subconscious level, you are basically suffering PTSD.
And that's why aggression and depression and, again, all of these systems are so incredibly prolific now and expanding is because we've been dehumanized. And, you know, my grandfather, my dad's dad, he would get up and leave. And he was a manly man. He would get up and leave movies that showed a bunch of blood coming out of people's mouths or stuff because he'd seen a lot of that in World War II that was real. And it wasn't that he couldn't handle it. It was that he thought it was making a joke out of things like that. And, you know, he was right. And again, people have a right to make those movies. They have a right to do those things. It's just that it does dehumanize us, just like abortion, just like now we're not even debating killing babies that are already born. Now we're saying we're going to kill old people, and it's happening. It's not a right to die. It's the right of the system to get rid of you because you cost too much. We're building a system that collapses. There's plenty of money for uneducated illegal aliens, but no money for grandma and no money for that newborn baby because we're going to sell its organs. And that's where all this has gone. So now we've all seen so many simulated murders, so much killing, that when a governor gets up on television and the radio and says, we keep babies alive after they're born, and it turns out they're harvesting their organs, people can't differentiate the real world, that real horror, beyond The Exorcist, because, again, our hearts have been hardened. We've been programmed. It's very, very dangerous. All right, back to the live broadcast with Owen Schroyer. Again, I'll be in the field in D.C. with live reports tonight and so much more. A lot of big news coming up. And, of course, in closing, please support the broadcast by getting the great products that are so good for you and your family. We have one of the best combo deals ever going. Get a free bottle of our amazing Sleep Aid Knockout for absolutely free when you get it with BrainForce Plus, our amazing nootropic, for 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from this break, we're going to break down a couple stories that have just come across my desk. You want to see what happens when Democrats take over your city? Just look at San Francisco. They're literally swimming in feces. And then we'll take a look at Bob Woodward, who has recently licked his finger to see which way the wind is blowing. And now he's supporting President Trump. Isn't that so convenient from Bob Woodward? All of that and more on The Alex Jones Show when we come back. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price. but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, I pitched to this segment out of the last break saying, we're going to get into what happens when Democrats run your city. And of course, it's the old story that everyone's heard. How in California the streets are covered in feces. In fact, it's so bad that they have poop maps now, an annual poop map. They have to update it every year because it keeps getting worse and worse. So, you know, give or take 5 years, probably like you'll have like the bubonic plague breakout in California because of how disgusting the current status of their cities are. So, the story here from Ben Gilbert on My San Antonio. People are pooping more than ever on the streets of San Francisco. By the way, it's coming to Austin. I hate to tell the story of what I witnessed not too far from these studios, but let's just say people are dropping trowel right on the sidewalk here and relieving themselves. Here's just some B-roll of the poop crews. By the way, that's an actual job now, too, in San Francisco. So, you know what? At least they're creating jobs out there. The Democrats are creating jobs with all the needles and feces on the street. These people ban plastic straws and then hand out plastic needles for people to get high and encourage pooping in the street. It's, you know, it's progressive. And the graph, though, I mean, you can look at these numbers. They actually have a graph for this, too. Human feces incidents by year in San Francisco. In 2018, they had over 28,000 incidents. Now, look, I've never hosted SNL, but I have a feeling this is what it would feel like talking about poop maps. But this is actually real from the San Francisco Department of Public Works. I mean, I'm telling you, they're creating jobs. There's a poop market. There is a poop market. Oh, my God. The whole San Francisco map is now totally brown. They're having a brownout. They've had a total brownout. That is disgusting. Oh, my. Parts of it, it's so overwhelmed with feces, folks. Oh, my. But it's like, I can sit here. It's like, oh, this is what happens when Democrats run your city. And, yeah, of course, you know, this is what happens when Democrats run your city. But this is beyond that. This is what happens when psychos run your city. This is what happened when sick people run your city right here. What has happened to San Francisco? Wow. You know, it's really sad. I have a friend in San Francisco. And she does well for herself. She says every day she walks outside. Her and her fiance. needles and poop everywhere. Sometimes they walk outside with their coffee. Someone's right by their stoop relieving himself. And they're like, hey, go away. They don't move. Cause they're entitled. See, that's their toilet. You don't go into the bathroom and tell someone to get off the toilet. So this is what they do. And that's what I'm saying though. People that are, you would consider upper middle class are living in this squalor. The only way to avoid this is to be upper class in San Francisco and either live on like, you know, the 20th floor of a high rise or get out into the mountains on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. But most people can't afford that. And so they can only afford the apartment or the home right next to the human toilet. But don't worry. The Democrats are creating jobs. You have poop squads to clean up the poop. You now have the San Francisco Department of Public Works having to do actual research so that they can give a number of how many poop incidents there are. What are we dealing with? So, hey. Why don't we just send anybody who wants to do heroin and poop on the streets to San Francisco and they can have their own little enclave? And it's sad that this is what eventually I think is the smartest thing to do. It'll probably never happen. But I really think that America should almost just sacrifice California to save America. I mean, it's almost reached that point. I mean, just send all the liberals, send all the progressives, let the Democrats run California. They can have the whole state. It's beautiful, resources, everything. It's sad, but maybe we should just do that. Say, hey, look, you guys think you can run everything. You guys think you got it all figured out. You want to test your socialism. They already got, I think it's Stockton County in California. They're already giving out free money. Look up what they're doing in Stockton. I think it's like 400 annually a month or something in Stockton, California. So they're testing the government just giving you money to see how that works. So, you know, in Stockton, there'll probably be piles of feces next month too. So we'll just say, fine, have California, have it, do your little experiments, give people money, let them poop in the streets, let them do heroin in the streets, and just, you know, we'll see what California looks like in 10 years. Now, they'll be a socialist hellhole like Central America, and people will be fleeing California. That's called irony. So yeah, have your wide open border in California. Have all of your socialist communist policies, bring them all in. The taxes keep going up. The rent keeps going up. The piles of feces keep going up. The heroin piles keep coming up. The needles, everything. The tent cities. And that will be your progressive Democrat example. It's beautiful. Because see, it already is, but it hasn't stuck to them. It's time to make it stick. And I think it's sad that this is what it's come to, but I mean, gee. I mean, it's like if you find out your ankle or something has gangrene and you got to cut it off to survive, then, you know, it's coming off. You don't want to lose your foot, but you don't want to die. So California, $500 a month right now in Stockton, California, basic income. Just take it statewide. So California is the foot, the ankle with gangrene. Totally infected, has to be amputated. It must be done. But see, they're saying, this is like a doctor coming in and saying, oh, the gangrene is good. It's fair. The gangrene allows the body to experience gangrene. You have to be tolerant of the gangrene. You have to be tolerant. Don't amputate. That's racist. Don't discriminate against the gangrene eating your leg off. Let it spread. Let it get to your knee. Let it get to your hip. Let it get to your waist. Yes. Let it get to your torso. Let it get to your chest. Let it get to your body cavity. Let it get to your arms and your shoulders. Eventually to your neck. Don't discriminate against gangrene. Don't cut it off at the ankle. Let it kill you. It's good, it's tolerant, it's loving, it's liberal, it's progressive. No, California is the gangrene of America. It needs to be lopped off. And New York is heading in the right direction. Bill de Blasio wants to tear down skyscrapers. Dude, what drugs are you on? Can we hang out this weekend, bro? You are high as a kite. Maybe you've been hanging out with AOC because, you know, she's a little hyped up herself. And actually, there is a political race right now. I believe it's in New York where the two competing candidates are basically calling out the other one as being a drug addict. So now they're about to meet and do a urine test. So let's just see what San Francisco's poop numbers are for 2019. You're going to have, listen to this. In fact, I want to, you guys pull up a calculator and do this math right now. Let's be conservative and say there's 30,000 incidents in San Francisco, 30,000 incidents in San Francisco in 2019, which actually they're on pace for closer to 35. So let's actually just go with 32. So we'll be still be conservative, but let's just go 32,000 divided by 365. Let's figure out that math. How many times someone takes a dump in the streets of San Francisco every day? 80 times? 88 times a day. That's the new slogan for San Francisco. Come on down to San Francisco, where someone poops in the streets 88 times a day. That's right. While you're walking around the beautiful streets of San Francisco, smelling the feces, seeing the feces, it invades your nostrils with its... ugh. But don't worry. As you're walking through the streets of San Francisco at 88 times a day, the odds that you see someone taking a dump are very high. Come on down to San Francisco. The number one tourist attraction, homeless bums crapping in the street. What's that? What's that? You just rented a 5-star hotel, Airbnb, and you walked outside and you saw a bum crapping his pants? You should be thankful it wasn't 4 bums at one time. That's San Francisco. I'm telling you, just sacrifice San Francisco to the Democrats.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products, they're absolutely the best out there. We aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. I've got a big announcement to make. We've got 4 or 5 positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@InfoWars.com. Again, we've got 4 or 5 places we want to fill, and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@InfoWars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. TechJobs@InfoWars.com. TechJobs@InfoWars.com. TechJobs@InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So the new gangrene deal that we've introduced for California is already making waves. In fact, the amount of poop jokes that went on during the break, I can't even believe it. But I think it's time to flush them. For real, though, let's introduce the new gangrene deal and let's amputate California. California has gangrene. And if we don't, as April Ryan said about Sarah Sanders, lop her head off. If we don't lop California off, then the gangrene is going to eventually contaminate. Well, it's already happening. Contaminating Texas. It's contaminating Colorado. It's contaminating Las Vegas. It's spreading, folks. It's spreading. But you'll notice, though, I'll make a prediction right now that in 2019, there will be 35,000 poop incidents on the streets of San Francisco in the calendar year 2019. That's almost 100 a day. So we'll get there. But as the feces piles higher and higher in San Francisco, so does the price for rent. You know, I don't even know how you really properly analyze this, because I don't think there's ever really been a fair analysis. But, and they'll just never admit it. That's the problem. San Francisco cannot look in the mirror. Gavin Newsom cannot look in the mirror about what's happening in LA and San Francisco. And you just have to wonder why this isn't like big news for Gavin Newsom. Oh, Eric Swalwell, though. You see, Eric Swalwell has done such a great job in his district. He's done such a poopy job in his district that he's going to run for president now, you see. And he's popular. He's running for president. Eric Swalwell, where if you walk around the streets of his district, well, you're going to have to clean your shoes afterwards. But don't worry, because we've got Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff out there on the coast of California making sure that California is full of crap. So I introduce the new gangrene deal to amputate California. It's sad to see California go, just like it's sad to chop off your infected foot, but you don't want it spread. You don't want to eventually lose your leg. And so the new gangrene deal, amputate California to save America. And here in Texas, I mean, we're getting the gangrene. The people are starting to poop here on the streets of Austin. Austin's a beautiful city. But more and more, you drive around certain places, you're going to see drug addicts flopping around on the sidewalk. And bums urinating and pooping on the street. I mean, I was stunned. I mean, I've lived in Austin for 3 years now. I'd never seen this, but in the last couple months, I've seen more people, just urinating in public. They don't even go behind corners. They here in Austin either. They are walking on the sidewalk. You know what? Hanging out, just casually urinating as they walk, sitting at bus stops, bent over, trousers out on their ankles, taking a dump. I mean, gosh. And so I see this stuff and I'm like, how do I get to the country? How I can't get to the country soon enough. You see stuff like that. Oh my gosh. The new gangrene deal, ladies and gentlemen, amputate California to save America. But they sit out there in California and act like they got it all figured out. You know, Eric Swalwell is going to run for president, that total dingbat. But yeah, you got it figured out, Swalwell.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, we constantly forget in our obsession with news here that we're under total attack and censorship, and I actually have these two news stories on my desk every day to make sure I remember. And this isn't even about the censorship, but remember last week when Bernie Sanders said InfoWars is a white supremacist platform? You remember last week when CBS just announced their new TV series, The Good Fight, which encourages its audience to beat up Trump supporters and assassinate Trump? This is the left, the totally unhinged psychopath left, putting a target on our backs. And you better get ready, folks. This is not a game, but in 2020, if Trump wins another election, they're going to go into hot civil war against conservatives. They will reach that level, folks. They will. Now, I'm not calling for violence. I don't want violence. I don't want to see a civil war. I want to see truth and justice. These people don't. They're so committed to their lies that they can't get over it. So I just always put this here to remind myself that, oh, and by the way, CBS's TV show where they encourage people to engage in violence against Trump supporters and conservatives and white people, by the way, that doesn't get banned from Twitter. We get banned from Twitter, but, you know, that doesn't. A live mass shooting in New Zealand is allowed to stay up for hours on end. I try to broadcast Facebook, the War Room show. We get banned in 7 minutes. So, you know, that's funny. And then, you know, Bernie Sanders says we're white supremacists, so go out and, you know, try to kill us. That's what we deal with here at InfoWars. So we know we're under these attacks and we need to fund ourselves so that we can exist amidst the censorship. And what drives them crazy with all their attacks against us, all their lies against us, what drives them crazy is the fact that we're still here broadcasting every day. Every day they wake up hoping that the Alex Jones show will be off air. Every day they wake up hoping when they go to InfoWars.com/show, because trust me, they do. Just as much as our loyal audience is the haters that write about us and want to see us shut down. They're just as obsessed. In fact, they're probably more obsessed. They're derangedly obsessed. But they'll never admit it. But you know, because they're always writing about us, always trying to get us shut down. And nothing angers them more when they wake up or they go to get their coffee or get their lunch or whatever, and they go to InfoWars.com, and they're just praying, today's the day it'll be shut down. And it's still up. They grind their teeth, and they crush their coffee, their soy latte cup, and they just get so mad because they've been fighting so hard to shut us down, and they think they're in the righteous battle. Meanwhile, they're totally committed to evil, totally committed to lies, totally disconnected from God. And they can't stand it that InfoWars is still in the air. How is it possible that Alex is still on the air? Well, it's possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So do me a favor, because look, you know Brian Stelter wants us shut down. Brian Stelter! You know that the rat man, Brian Stelter, you know that the rat man, Oliver Darcy, wants us shut down once he's, you know, finished cleaning up his pet possums. Anyway, you know they want to shut down. And look, if you want to anger them, we're not violent people. We don't want you to stalk or harass these clowns at CNN. You know, leave them alone. Let them do their thing. But if you go shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that drives them crazy. It drives them so crazy that they then call their audience to come harass us. So that's them. They're so mad that we still exist. They wish they could come harass us, but they don't have the courage to do it. So they just call on their audience to do so. But believe me, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, the people at CNN that want to shut down pull their hair out, except some of them don't have hair. Brian Stelter. So it is a total gut blow to the enemies of InfoWars when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got specials going right now. Check them out for yourself. The t-shirt sale is over, so it's now full price to get the InfoWars apparel. There might be some specials out there, but the half off the apparel is over. But there are other specials. Oh no, the special for the shirts is still on, actually. So I've been fake news. The 50% off all apparel is still on. That was supposed to end last night. That's just what happens here at InfoWars. We're just so committed to the news. We don't even do our own jobs. This t-shirt special was supposed to end, but it's still up. So take advantage of our negligence to quit giving away t-shirts at cost and go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a hat, get a t-shirt, support InfoWars. Just check it all out. You're going to find a t-shirt you like, a hat you like. There's so many now. I mean, it's impossible to even keep up. It's like I go on there and I see a new shirt every day. Hoodies, hats, shirts, it's all 50% off right now. Take advantage. That's not going to last. Although, Alex is busy on a work trip right now, so that we'll see what happens with that special. But it was supposed to be shut down last night. But thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're putting out a call to the group that protested. We're putting out a call to the American Identity Movement who protested the Drag Queen Story Hour. And this is really interesting here because how do you fight insanity? How do you combat insanity intellectually in a political battle? Well, we can't reason with these people. Logic doesn't work. Facts don't work. So the only thing that works is insanity. It's like fighting fire with fire. You have to fight insanity with insanity. So to protest the Drag Queen Story Hour, these individuals dressed up as clowns and they rolled out their Drag Queen Story Hour adult entertainment for kids. Welcome to Clown World. You know, gay flag. And what's wrong with that? They're dressed as clowns. It's Drag Queen Story Hour. Oh, but guess what? They got kicked out. Isn't that ironic? Why did they get kicked out? Because they don't want to play with your kids. So the clowns that are there, they got discriminated against. Because they didn't want to play with your kids. But the drag queens that showed up to play with your kids, well, you see, that's acceptable. That's normal. That's why we're holding this event. Don't you see, clowns? This event is for drag queens that want to play with kids. Not for clowns that want to show up. How dare you show up? And by the way, if they would have done this in London, they would have been arrested. Oh, but guess what we found out? We looked into some of these drag queen story hours, and guess who infiltrated? Pedophiles. You're telling me that a known pedophile with a sex offender record is going to put on makeup to hide his identity to play with kids? I guess that's not so far-fetched after all, is it? Nope, because that's reality. But how dare clowns show up to protest pedophiles infiltrating drag queen story hour? In fact, what the hell's wrong with you? You don't want your kid to play with potential pedophiles? You don't want a drag queen bouncing your kid on their Johnson? You don't want a pedophile telling your kid to shake its butt? Oh, it's just a drag queen. Don't be intolerant. What's next? You're going to tell kids to play with condoms and dildos? Oh, wait, they already do that too. This is what Satan does, folks, but we have to fight insanity with insanity, so I hope that we hear from the American Identity Movement because we want to get them on the Alex Jones Show to talk about this protest. But look, I think this thing needs to go viral. I mean, we've showed up at the drag queen story times as journalists to cover it, but this is the next level. So we've already raised the awareness. We've already raised the red flag. We've already put it on display. Now it's time to fight insanity with insanity. Show up as a clown. Hell, just claim you're a drag queen. I mean, what the hell's the difference? But they're going to kick you out because you're not there to play with kids. Sounds sick, but that's the reality. And you know, I was assaulted by one of these drag queens, but you know, the problem is I can't identify my assaulter. Why? Because they wore a mask. They painted their face like a demon. So that allows these assaulters and pedophiles to go out hiding their identity with their drag queen face makeup mask so that they can go around identity hidden so that you don't know who they really are. And then they can assault you and play with your kids and get away with it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Found it, the tip of the spear, the most cutting edge news broadcasts in the West, in the free world, which ain't so free anymore, is it? Because they try to censor us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex, I am Owen Schroyer. Alex is on a work trip to D.C. right now. On a special mission. And so you're going to enjoy some of the content that Alex will be producing here over the next couple of days as I'm filling in. And you'll also be hearing from Alex here as well. But Alex Jones, a man on a mission in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I'm telling you, there is an energy in D.C. I don't know how the people put up with it, but you got to go there in battle mode to really be effective, because those demonic energies that are coming out of D.C. are very overwhelming. Now, an example, I would say, is what's been going on with Bob Woodward. Now, look, I don't want to put too much stake in any of this, because when I boil it down, I say, all right, here's Bob Woodward, really a washed up journalist who wanted to be relevant and wanted to make some money. And with everybody focused on Trump and then Russian collusion and everything, Bob Woodward decided to use his namesake to profit off of the Trump economy. And so he wrote a book. When did that book come out? About a year ago now. Number one New York Times bestseller, Fear, Trump in the White House. Now, if you recall, now see, again, this is a blessing and a curse to have a memory. If you recall, Bob Woodward's book was pushed everywhere. Everyone promoted it. He did a bunch of interviews. And what happened in the aftermath of the release? The book was fake news. Remember all that? So they build up this book. Bob Woodward is now exposing Trump. The left builds it up. It's their big moment. It's like the first Mueller report in a way. This is going to bring down Trump. This will embarrass Trump. It's Bob Woodward. Don't you know? Book comes out. The people buy it. People blink. Nobody cares. Oh, except what happened? It came out there was a bunch of fake news in the book. It came out that Woodward was getting access through potential traitors inside Trump's administration. And more of that came out. But so here's Bob Woodward. And this is why I don't take much stake into this, because Bob Woodward is just trying to stay relevant. Bob Woodward just wants to make a buck. I mean, okay, fine. So he writes this book, makes a bunch of money, gets built up by the left. No consequences of Bob Woodward. His bank account just increased. Book's fake news. Trump hits the book for fake news. Sources inside the book. It was like a lesser version of Fury. Who was the author of that book? So, you know, it's just all these people just put out books because the left is in this hysteria right now. It's like they're searching for the Stargate to try to destroy Trump. Like, they know it's out there. If they could just find it. So they're running around like mad people looking for this Stargate. This access to destroy Trump. And every book fails them. Every commentator fails them. Every false narrative fails them. Mueller fails them. They all fail them. But anyway, here's Bob Woodward, puts out a book, Fear, you know, inside the Trump White House. Oh, it's so bad. It's devastating to Trump. Oh my gosh. Oh. So Bob Woodward, when did Fear come out? I just want to know the right date here. So Bob Woodward, 2017. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was at the end of 2017, maybe the beginning of 2018. And so Bob Woodward licks his finger to see which way the wind is blowing. And he says, a lot of the media right now is going against Trump. There seems to be a market for that. they're obsessed with trying to destroy him. I'm going to write a book. Yeah, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to expose the Trump White House. And so, okay, it gets built up. Bob Woodward writes his book. It becomes a New York Times bestseller, whatever. Well, now Woodward is back. And now Bob Woodward says that the FBI and the CIA need to be investigated over Steele dossier. Whoa! So wait, it was Bob Woodward that wrote the book Fear, which was supposed to, I guess, bring Trump down. Came out in September of last year. It's about the presidency of Donald Trump. Hundreds of hours of interviews. Pull that back up. Hundreds of hours of interviews with members of the Trump administration. Go to the reception thing. Let's see what they're putting, because this is Bob Woodward's original book. And so it comes out. Trump hits it, says it's fake news, a lot of credibility problems. Okay, we remember that from last September. Now, here's Bob Woodward. He's licked his finger again. He's seen that the wind is blowing in the opposite direction. Now he's going to write a book about fear, how Trump has put fear in the deep state. Here he is on Fox News saying that now the deep state needs to be investigated.
More than 2 years ago, back in January of 2017, when the Steele dossier first surfaced, I remember you're saying right here on this show that it is a, quote, garbage document. Do you feel that the Mueller report basically discredited it, and to what degree do you think it played a role in the Russia investigation?
Well, that's what's going to be investigated by lots of people, including the Attorney General and including Senator Lindsey Graham.
And but the Inspector General is also doing it.
Yes, and it should be. I mean, what I found out recently, which was really quite surprising, the dossier, which really is got a lot of garbage in it, and Mueller found that to be the case early in building the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference in an early draft.
Sounds like a broken
they
drone.
Actually put the dossier on page 2 in kind of a breakout box. I think it was the CIA pushing this. Real intelligence experts looked at this and said, no, this is not intelligence, this is garbage, and they took it out. But in this process, the idea that they would include something like that in one of the great stellar intelligence assessments, as Mueller also found out, is highly questionable. Needs to be investigated.
You know, I'm not one to disrespect, let's say, people that deserve it, that are more experienced than me. But I mean, what is Bob Woodward's deal? I mean, he really is strange in that interview. He says he just found out how the Steele dossier was used to try to destroy Trump. Bob, Earth to Bob, where have you been? Have you been in San Francisco huffing some street dung? You just found that out. Oh, and then he talks about how they had to remove it. Yeah, they had to remove it from their final report because they knew it was garbage and they knew who paid for it. And they didn't want that on the final report. You get it, Bob? They're trying to cover up their crimes. But hey, I guess Bob does get it now because he's saying they should be investigated for their crimes. So way to go, Bob. You finally smelled the coffee.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Stacy in the great state of Texas in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I wasn't planning on covering the Sri Lanka bombings today. Alex covered it in the first hour, and it's just getting too much for me. And then I saw a couple news stories, and it just forced me to have to cover it here today. Now, first, here's an amazing thing, actually, before we get to that. And Mike Cernovich pointed this out on Twitter and others, but he combined a few stories here. So you have this story from Vice. The Jeffrey Epstein story is fanning the flames of far-right pedophilia panic. So apparently, according to Vice, pedophilia panic is a bad thing. Not wanting pedophiles to exist, not wanting pedophiles to rape children, not wanting pedophiles to record child rape, not wanting pedophiles to get their hands on children. Apparently, that's a bad thing to Vice. So according to Vice, the far right is panicked over pedophilia. Oh my gosh. Like, wow. You got us. Like, you really got us, Vice. Oh my gosh. We don't like pedophilia, Vice. Oh, that's going to have us shut down now. So, okay. Doesn't stop there. The Washington Post, Sri Lanka church bombing stoke far-right anger in the West. Oh my gosh! Conservatives are angry at terrorist bombings of churches. What is wrong with these people? That's Washington Post. Washington Post again. The Notre Dame fire ignites West's far right. I mean, look at conservatives in America. They don't like pedophiles. They don't like terrorists. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Because here's the sick, twisted thing about it. They're actually telling you who they've aligned with. They're telling you they've aligned with pedophiles. They've aligned with radical Islamic terror. They're openly telling you this. The far right is upset at pedophiles. The far right is upset against terrorism. Wow. You don't say. You're not? No, they've allied with it. You think that's rhetoric. You think that's a joke. They're now openly admitting it, folks. Just get used to it. So then you see this. Wisconsin mom of seven pleads guilty to trying to plot ISIS attacks. Now, this woman is clearly insane. Wahiba Issa Dais, 45, pled guilty to one count of providing material to support a terrorist group in exchange for another being dropped. So she's, you know, an ISIS terrorist, tried to bomb U.S. events. She's in Wisconsin. She's from Israel. And she made a deal with ISIS. She'll be facing at least 20 years. She promoted ISIS on social media. And so you won't see this story anywhere, though. In fact, I wouldn't even have seen this. And I'm a total news junkie, except that the crew brought it to me. So she tried to plot ISIS terror attacks, stories in the Daily Mail, and no news coverage, nothing on television news. Now, if this was a, let's just say this was a Christian plotting for the Church of Latter-day Saints, of course, this has never happened as far as I know, but let's just, you know, hypothetically say this was a Christian Church of Latter-day Saints, and she was planning a Church of Latter-day Saints bombing of Muslim mosques. Do you think that would be big news? I think it'd be big news. I think CNN would run with it. I think MSNBC would run with it. I think the New York Times would run with it. I think the Washington Post would run with it. Oh, yeah. A Christian terrorist arrested. These Christians are out of control. Look at the Islamophobia. Oh, but no, that's not what happened, right? What happened was it was a Wisconsin woman who tried to plot ISIS terror attacks. That's what it was. So they didn't cover it. And they won't cover it. I'll be stunned if I see this story anywhere tonight. Stunned! But here is the local report from Wisconsin on Wahiba Issa Dais.
FBI agents traced those videos to the Cudahy home of Wahiba Dais. According to her plea deal, Dais unknowingly suggested to an undercover agent possible targets for attacks, including street festivals, summer celebrations, and even churches.
With regards to target selection, any indication that any targets were here in Wisconsin?
I can't comment on that. I'm not aware of that.
The agent told Dace they had no experience in bomb making, and records show Dace replied, "No problem. Making bombs is easy, and you can also start with poisons." Dace and another Milwaukee man pleaded guilty in unrelated ISIS cases on Monday.
Can you say whether, with these plea agreements, if either these individuals are cooperating with law enforcement now to help you all develop new cases?
I can't comment on that, but I can tell you that the Joint Terrorism Task Force is working around the clock to follow up on leads and do whatever it can to try to keep the community safe.
The plea comes one day after a series of attacks in Sri Lanka. And although there's been no claim of responsibility, it's the same kind of violence Dace encouraged ISIS followers to carry out.
We do know that it was the result of hate, a propensity towards violence, and an intolerance towards the belief of others.
Derek, let's talk about her punishment. What kind of prison time is she facing now?
20 years in federal prison, Patrick, as well as much as a $250,000 fine. Her sentencing is scheduled for September.
Now, Patrick, just imagine, this woman is actively recruiting people to carry out terrorism for ISIS on social media. Not censored, not banned. Now, how do you measure that? How do you analyze that? Boy, Facebook is real quick to shut down a conservative they don't like. Boy, these social media giants, they got their finger on the pulse of the conservatives out there waiting for them to take one wrong move, one wrong step, one wrong tweet, and they're gone. Oh, but this woman recruiting for ISIS, she's good to go. And this is just one example. I mean, you could probably find a dozen stories easily, probably not on Google, but you could find a dozen stories about how Facebook and Twitter and social media has been used to recruit for ISIS. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but, you know, that InfoWars that talks about restoring American independence, that InfoWars that talks about stopping pedophiles, that InfoWars that talks about stopping terrorists, that InfoWars that wants to have a southern border, you got to shut those extremists down. You got to shut that hate down. Oh, that pedophilic content on YouTube, that's good to stay. Yeah. That woman recruiting terrorists on Facebook, oh, yeah, keep that for sure. All the garbage that's put out on Twitter from inciting violence to pornography and all that, oh, yeah, keep that up there. That's good for ratings. That's good for clicks. But InfoWars, no. We can't have that extremism. We can't have that intolerance. Oh, but yes. That mass shooting in New Zealand, let's stream that live and let's keep that up for a couple hours. That's good. Oh, that InfoWars broadcast, shut that down immediately. That's dangerous. Oh, that woman recruiting for ISIS? We didn't notice her. Yeah, no, we must have missed her. We were too busy following conservatives waiting to censor the next conservative that we saw engage in hate speech. That's what we really need to stop, not terror. But this is the reality. I mean, you think I'm joking. You think this is a joke. You think I'm up here being facetious. No, that's actually what's happening. But don't worry, because now the BBC folks frets over nervous and afraid Muslims following Islamic terror attacks in Sri Lanka. So Muslims go blow up a bunch of Christians in Sri Lanka. And what does the media say? The poor Muslims. It's like, you know, a drag queen story hour, drag queen gets caught as a convicted pedophile groping a kid and we kick it out of the library and mainstream media says, how dare you kick that pedophile out? What's wrong with you?
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again, go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately. It's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes completely confidential and private to techjobs@infowars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@infowars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here filling in for Alex. He is on a secret mission that you will soon see the results of at InfoWars.com. I want to continue on the road that we were on before I get into some of the other giant news that I haven't even gotten to here today. In fact, I'm amazed that I haven't gotten to some of this massive news, but we'll get to it in the third hour. And Dan Lyman also joins me in the third hour. But let's kind of put a bookend and finish off what we were just talking about. So, again, I didn't want to get into this because it kind of is like the identity politics crap, and it's just so redundant, and I'm just so sick of it. But I see the lies, and I see the blatant attack on Christianity, or you know, and I just don't get it. So it's like, look, if they want to demonize Christianity, if they want to act like it doesn't exist, then we have to be here to say, hey, we love God. We love Christ. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. We're not Easter worshipers. That's a made up thing. That's literally made up. Oh, but they'll say Muslims all day long. They'll say Islam is the religion of peace all day long. They'll say Islamophobia all day long. Oh, but don't mention the Christians getting their heads lopped off by radical Islam. Don't mention the Christians that just had their legs blown off by radical Islam. Oh, and now they're saying that the Sri Lanka attacks were a response to the New Zealand mosque massacre. That was a troll. That was a false flag. So who even knows what the hell's going on? But look, there's little tells. And I covered one earlier about, in the last segment, about how they've aligned with pedophiles and they've aligned with radical Islam. And that's why they say we're far right extremists because we don't like pedophiles and Islamic terror. I mean, you know, because that's a real black eye on us. Like, oh my gosh. But you see the blatant Google not ever putting anything Easter on their search engine. All these Democrats, not even mentioning Christians. They say Easter worshipers, something that doesn't even exist. It's all fake news. And you know, again, I got into this a little bit yesterday on the War Room, which, by the way, Will Johnson hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 Central, for me at Infowars.com/show. Folks, I don't even want to get into this because it's so unbelievable, but I mean, it's almost too unbelievable. And I landed that it's fake, but there's a picture of Michelle Obama drinking champagne, allegedly on the river, floating by, doing a river float, floating by as the Notre Dame Cathedral is burning. Now look, when you know what's going on and you know how deep the corruption is and how enslaved humanity has been, just not physical shackles, but mental shackles, it's not that far-fetched that Michelle Obama would be floating by Notre Dame as it's burning. This was clearly, let me look. The whole Illuminati thing has just been used up now, and it's almost like there's no value in saying it. But no, there are secret societies. There are Satan societies. They are worldwide. There's global secret networks. There's global combines. They can pull off false flags. They have no flag. You get it? There is no flag for the secret societies. They don't really exist. So they can go off and burn anything and start anything and then have everybody pointing at everybody else who did the false flag. They have no flag. And so they can do events like this. Some people know what's going on. But for real, show the picture. I mean, this can't be real. It can't be that bad, right? It can't be that bad that Michelle Obama is actually floating by Notre Dame Cathedral as it's burning, toasting champagne to it. It can't be that bad, can it? Oh, but it can be that bad. And I wanted to get to this Tucker Carlson clip, but it's just like TMZ puts out the picture and people look at the wine glass and they think it's Notre Dame Cathedral burning behind it. And she's on a cruise floating by. I mean, can you imagine though? I mean, folks, let me just put it to you this way. Because because I don't want to do a, you know, what if it's true, but it's like, I mean, people are talking about it. It's like, we're not allowed to talk about it. The world's most famous cross-dresser toasting to Notre Dame burn, to Notre Dame burning to the ground. Now you look at everything else that's going on. That's just par for the course, but people think that Michelle Obama drinking champagne as she cruises by Notre Dame Cathedral burning is a sign that it was a secret society event, a Satanist pagan sacrifice. And I'll tell you something else. If they rebuild that and it is, let's just say, globalist symbolism, well, that just makes it all look that more suspicious. But you see, you're not allowed to be a victim if you're a Christian. In fact, the Notre Dame Cathedral burning is somehow bad for Muslims, I'm sure. I mean, I feel bad for the Muslims that the Christians are blowing up. I mean, that's literally the BBC. So Muslims go up and blow up 300 Christians in Sri Lanka, and the BBC says, oh my gosh, the poor Muslims. Literally. But you know what? Because I'm just, let's go to Tucker Carlson, who breaks it down last night, why the left won't say Christians.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The holiest day of the Christian calendar turned to tragedy yesterday, as you know, in Sri Lanka. In a series of coordinated attacks, suicide bombers struck three Catholic churches as well as hotels in cities across the country.
Oh, and by the way, they found multiple unexploded devices as well. Could have been much worse.
Authorities say the attackers were affiliated with a local terror group. The attackers were radical Muslims. Their motives were religious. Their targets were Christians. None of that is speculation. It's true. Maybe because it is so true and so obviously true, nobody in authority wanted to say it out loud. So instead, they went to great lengths to avoid clear language. Quote, the attacks on tourists and Easter worshippers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity, tweeted Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton used the same awkward phrase. I'm praying for everyone affected by today's horrific attack on Easter worshippers and travelers in Sri Lanka, she wrote. Easter worshippers. Why don't you say Christians?
Pause it real quick, folks. I need to explain something. And this is the kind of stuff that we talk about here where like actual intelligence people listen and they're like, okay. I mean, there's a reason. It's not a coincidence that they're all putting out Easter worshipers, folks. That's them sending out a signal. That's them sending out a signal. We are allied with radical Islam. That's what they're doing. They don't care about people blowing up. They're not even tweeting about that. They're sending out a signal to all the people they can't talk to right now because they're all being monitored. They're all being investigated right now. They can't communicate with all their cohorts, so they have to do it all in signals. They have to put out beacons. They're saying, no, we're still allied with you, radical Islam. We just can't talk to you anymore. We just can't communicate with you. The people we've been arming in the Middle East, the people that we've been sending weapons to, the people that we literally give cash to, it's all on record. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been colluding with radical Islam for 10 frickin' years, but they can't communicate with them anymore because they're being investigated. So they're sending out signals on Twitter. Easter worshipers. It's all signals, folks. They're telling you who they are. They are engaged in such massive treason. Just go back to the clip.
Reason, of course, euphemisms are never accidental. Our
exactly.
Leaders believe Christians are the problem. They're the dangerous ones. They can't be trusted. Tell them the truth and they might go crazy and organize a new crusade, unsheath their swords and march on Jerusalem. You never know with Christians. Just tonight, the Washington Post ran a story with this headline, quote, Sri Lanka church bombing stoke far-right anger in West. As if you'd have to be some kind of Nazi to be upset about church bombings. That's what they seem to think.
No, that's it.
Leaders consistently ignore the persecution of Christians.
So go ahead and pull it down. We already aired this in the first hour, but it's so important because again, I didn't even want to talk about this today, but it's so obvious what's going on and no one else is going to talk about it. And so you remember the story last week about the kid that got shoved off the balcony at the Mall of Minnesota? Well, did you notice how the media started running cover for that story immediately saying that the child, fell or that the child plunged. They didn't say pushed, shoved, dropped. No. They were covering immediately. Boy, that's telling you something, isn't it? They don't want you to know who this guy was that pushed her off or that pushed the boy off. They don't want you to know who he is or why he did it. Now, they're claiming that he did it because he was sexually frustrated. But when they start running headlines, boy plunges from balcony. Boy falls off balcony. When the kid was clearly pushed, dropped from the balcony for a reason. I mean, you know, see what's going on here? And it's just, you know, happens to be at the Mall of Minnesota, Ilhan Omar's district. So, you know, it's just unbelievable. Oh, by the way, we'll get to this. But, you know, Jussie Smollett, as InfoWars predicted, is now saying he was assaulted by MAGA supporters. They're still going with it.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Needs to understand if he does not move against these deep state criminals before 2020, he could probably still win, but it's not going to be as easy, and nothing is guaranteed either way. So he needs to move against these people now while he's still the president and before they become even more unhinged and they get violent. Here's Alex Jones breaking it down.
They're telling us we're in the post male and female era. This is the world where the beta cucks rule. Well, not so fast.
I've known him for 30 years. He's one of the finest lawyers this country has ever produced. He came back out of retirement to serve this country. There's not one shred of evidence that anything he said either the other day or now or today was a lie. Don't ever say that in front of me about Bill Barr. You have no evidence that he lied, and you know it.
But I'm telling you.
You said he may have lied.
What I'm telling you is that what he said this today in the press conference is inconsistent with what's in the report.
That's not a lie.
That's okay. Fine.
It's but not fine. You're on national television calling the attorney general a liar.
I didn't say that.
You suggested it very strongly.
All right. I think we're done here.
I think we are.
When they're the traitors selling out the country, they're the globalists. And then they turn around and say people that love this country have nothing but records of standing up for it. That we're the ones have to be watched. How do you flip the script when you're a bunch of traitorous globalists who want to get rid of the country and say you want to get rid of it and are collapsing its borders and fighting the president trying to defend the borders? What do you do to try to put that in check when it's so obvious you're the enemy of the unborn and the born and the left wants to euthanize old people? I mean, they're just villains.
Counselor, thank you very much for joining us. My first question, I'm afraid, is going to verge on plain English. Where did the Attorney General get off with that characterization this morning, including four mentions that there was no collusion? What document was he reading compared to the one we're left with?
Well, page 2 of the document says the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election of interference activities. So it's right from the document itself.
Have you read part 1?
I have read part 1 and part 2.
Do you find good news in here for the president and the administration?
The investigation did not, page 181, the investigation did not establish that the contacts described in volume 1, that's the Russian contacts, amounted to an agreement to commit any violation of federal criminal law, including foreign influence and campaign finance laws. Yeah, I think it's a very good win.
Teaching people that if you want to get ahead, somebody else has to lose. Instead of building economies that are about really taking care of people. Because the criminals that did all this are walking free and are so arrogant, they're calling for new investigations and new congressional witch hunts. And they're up on their hind legs, more arrogant than ever. So this is a blueprint for impeachment and proof of the Russian takeover.
Pay attention to the big lies. I know some folks are exhausted by the daily deceptions, the small lies from Trump world. But Trump and his allies are telling big lies. Right now, the most popular one is, no obstruction, no obstruction at all. The attempts to obstruct are screaming off the page. I guess my point is, there's no conspiracy found in the Mueller report, but there's no integrity either. So what's the role of the press in this broken environment? In part, our role is to keep collecting facts, all of the facts, so that citizens can make up their own minds. But I think it's also our role to stand up for decency and morality. Especially if others won't. Journalists, after all, work with a code of ethics.
But of course, they're globalist traitors. They're the globalist boarding party to lower the drawbridge and run up the white flag. They're the enemy. And you go, if you have the most powerful, richest country in the world with the best military, and incredible resources. Why would you sell it out to the Chi-Coms? Why would you? I mean, even from a global domination view, you wouldn't do that. But see, there's a spirit that wants to bring down America.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back from this short break, Dan Lyman from InfoWars Europe, EuropeWars.com, will be joining me.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We are the modern day Minutemen. You are the modern day Minutemen, disseminating hardcore intel that the establishment and the corrupt globalists and the devil worshippers don't want you to have. And of course, we're under constant attack here. And it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And the apparel special is still going right now. 50% off all InfoWars apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. So all the t-shirts, all the ball caps, all the stocking caps, patches, everything. It's all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out all the different t-shirts we have. Patriotic messages, pro-Trump t-shirts, pro-Second Amendment t-shirts, pro-First Amendment t-shirts, George Washington t-shirts, 1776 hats, InfoWars, Moan Labe, stocking caps. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we've also got some specials right now on some of our supplements. You can get a free bottle of Knockout right now when you purchase Brain Force. So check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. How about that? Get Brain Force right now and a free bottle of Knockout comes with your purchase. You know, if you're somebody that has to be up early and you struggle with morning grogginess, that used to be me. In fact, back at one of my last jobs in St. Louis before I moved here to Austin, I had to be up at 6 a.m. three times a week. I used to have to be up for a 6 a.m. radio show 5 days a week. That was tough. But what I did was I would take Brain Force first thing in the morning. And the morning grogginess was just gone. And so for me, normally it's like, really, I'm not much of a morning person. And I don't even like drinking coffee in the morning. It usually takes me about an hour to kind of reach, to get the engines churning. But when you hit the Brain Force first thing in the morning, for me, I was just cleared up immediately. So this is a good combo. You get the Brain Force to get you going in the morning, clear the brain fog in the morning. And then at the end of the long day, you have the Knockout to put you to sleep. And I know I'm not the only one that has trouble with morning fog and then getting to sleep. So take advantage of the free bottle of Knockout with a purchase of Brain Force today. You hit the Brain Force in the morning, clear the morning fog. You hit the Knockout at night and get rid of the restlessness and sleepy, the lack of sleep with Knockout. So that's at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. All right. We're working on getting Dan Lyman on right now. and I wanted to talk to him about what's been going on with the Yellow Jacket protests since the Notre Dame Cathedral burning. And you've noticed they never stopped, but they've intensified. And now the media is covering them again. And I believe the media is covering them again because they want the Notre Dame fire to be associated with the Yellow Vest protests. That's kind of the amalgamation that they're hoping will organically happen in the audience, because they ignored the Yellow Vest protest for a month. They first started happening and it got violent and everything, and they were covering it. And then they realized their false narrative wasn't really sticking, and that these were people that actually were upset with the way the immigration policy was going, and the fact that Macron is a total loser, a weak leader, pathetic really. And so they quit covering it. Then the Notre Dame Cathedral fire happened, and you noticed how the Yellow Vests were back in the news all of a sudden. So I'm sure that's just a coincidence. I'm sure they don't want that association. No, of course they do. Of course they do. So we're working on getting Dan Lyman connected right now. But you know, in fact, I just got to do this live on air. Are we having trouble connecting to him, guys? Okay, so we'll work on getting him connected. I'll tell you what, in the meantime, well, you know, let's go to this. This is actually a big story right now, and I'll try to cover it right now. This isn't really effective, but let's just go to clip 16, and I'll kind of break this down. Mexican troops detain American soldiers at gunpoint in the United States.
Heightened tensions on the southern U.S. border as we learn about an incident last week in which Mexican soldiers briefly detained two American service members at gunpoint on the U.S. side of the border. Jeff Paul has more from Los Angeles.
John, military officials confirming the U.S. soldiers were conducting border support operations in an unmarked CBP vehicle. The incident happening 1 week ago in Clint, Texas, which is about 23 miles southeast of El Paso. They were stopped and questioned by five or six Mexican military members who thought they had crossed over. But in a statement, Northern Command says, though they were south of the border fence, U.S. soldiers remained in U.S. territory north of the actual border. Throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers followed all established procedures and protocols.
Well, now they are discussing changing those procedures and protocols. And so this is kind of something that I don't think people are making a big enough deal over. How is it that the Mexicans, their army is on U.S. soil telling us what to do? Now, one could theorize, myself, that's the cartels telling the Mexican army what to do, or the cartels telling the Mexican politicians what to tell the army to do, so that they can go over there, intimidate the U.S. troops out of actually protecting the southern border so that they can run all their drugs across. But how dare I engage in critical thinking? But here's the stories. Mexican soldiers detain American soldiers on U.S. soil. U.S. military rules under review after soldiers surrendered pistols to Mexican troops on American soil. I mean, this should be like a huge deal. How is it Mexican soldiers are running our country now? And how is it that Mexican soldiers are even coming here to disarm our soldiers to begin with? Jeez, you know, I'm sorry, because I'm starting to get really angry about this. Because I was really, really ticked off about this before the show. And then some other news developed and I started talking about other things and my anger kind of subsided. But now I'm thinking about this again and I'm getting ticked off. This is bull. Because, I mean, the humiliation of our soldiers, I'm pissed off. Who the hell are these Mexican troops coming to our country and tell our soldiers to disarm? What in the f*** is that? Unbelievable. See, now I'm pissed again. Here you go. Mexico warns of deep concern over armed groups at U.S. border. So Mexico is now running our foreign policy at the southern border. And of course, they want an open border. That way the cartels who run the Mexican government can get all their drugs across. The cartels that run the child trafficking, the human trafficking, can get all their child and all their humans across. Of course they're running the Mexican military. What the hell do you think is going on? And now they're coming into our country, running drugs, running guns, human trafficking, and disarming our soldiers. You know what? I'm actually pissed at President Trump now. The lack of response from the president to this is pathetic. We're talking about American soldiers getting disarmed on our own soil. That is a defeat. That is a loss. And again, I mean, how can they get away with this? Because the Democrat Party is anti-America. Because the Democrat Party, for whatever reason, supports child trafficking, supports gun running, and supports drug trafficking at the southern border. I don't know why. I know why the Mexican government does it, because the cartels run the Mexican government. Do the cartels run the Democrat Party? President Trump better make a big and bold statement about U.S. soldiers being disarmed by Mexican soldiers on U.S. soil. We are being invaded and destroyed right now at the southern border. This is a joke.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. Our great reporter from EuropeWars.com, Dan Lyman, joins me now. And Dan, I don't know if you were able to catch the last segment while we were getting connected with you, but I have a theory that the reason why media is covering the Yellow Vest protests again, which they ignored, even though they were continuing to go on for the last couple of months, you would have not known that unless you were following your work or our work here. And so, but Notre Dame Cathedral fire happens, and then all of a sudden the next day they're covering the Yellow Vest protests again. Do you think that that's a coincidence? Do you think the media is trying to get people to associate the fire with the Yellow Vests? Or has it really reached a new peak that they're forced to cover the Yellow Vest protest? Dan Lyman, you've been covering this really at nauseam, keeping your finger to the pulse here, your boots on the ground. What do you think is going on? What's the latest with the Yellow Vest protest, and why is the media covering it all of a sudden again?
Good to be back with you, Owen. I'm not really sure, of course, how the things work at the big dogs in the media, why they choose to cover and not cover selectively. However, my understanding is that this weekend, Act 23, we are now into the 24th week of protests, was much more heavy-handed from the police and more chaotic with the protesters as well. And I think the assumption is that they're even more enraged about the condition of their country and what's going on after this fire, because regardless of who is really actually responsible for this fire, it's definitely symbolic in many ways, you know, that just things, it's just a powder keg in France. So the protests from the videos that I saw from this weekend did look like there was a lot more violence on the streets. The police looked like they were being much more aggressive. Some very disturbing videos have come out from this past weekend. And then, interesting, this just broke a little while ago. There's a big fire in Versailles, France, that has been going on now for a couple of hours. They say that it's at some sort of a car dealership, but it is a large fire. They've required, I think the last that I saw was 24 fire trucks and a massive crew to put this thing out. So it's just like, what's going on in France? It's so hard to see through all the smoke, so to speak, figuratively and literally as to what is going on, but things just keep increasing in intensity.
Well, and here's the sad part of it too. Macron is such a weak, pathetic leader. He's nowhere to be found during this. I mean, he's going on vacations. He's hanging out in Switzerland. He's cheersing. He's toasting. France is burning. Where is Macron? I mean, is this not the weakest leader in Europe right now?
So weak. He is a coward. And as I said the last time we were speaking, I don't know how he's hung in this long, but the powers that be that are propping him up must be, you know, in a tizzy to just try to keep this whole thing together, because the people in France are really, really agitated at this point. And the fire at Notre Dame definitely just kicked things up a notch. I know a lot of the politicians were trying to basically use the fire as an excuse to tell the Yellow Vests, oh, we need to have a moment of dignity and unity, and you know, y'all should cool it off this weekend and, you know, let us all, regain our sanity after the fire. But I think it had the opposite effect.
Yeah, you know, and that's a new angle too, just kind of wargaming all this out, since we don't know what happened with the fire. And in fact, the more forensic analysis that comes out, the more it actually looks like arson. But that's kind of a new angle. Maybe powers that be in France thought, hey, let's burn the cathedral. That'll quiet down the Yellow Vest protest, almost like a Reichstag moment. But what are the people in France saying about this? I mean, what are the people in France saying about the fact that they're going to have a competition to design the new roof of the cathedral? To me, that's saying we're going to pick and select a globalist image. But what are the people of France saying about that?
Well, from what I've seen on Twitter and the comments, just reading the comment sections, people are very cynical at this point. So, I mean, a lot of people who a few years ago might not have questioned the official narrative at this point, they're just seeing through the BS. And there's, you know, they're just saying this is nonsense to say that this, this, you know.
Well, and let me just stop you there before you answer the question, because I just want to echo what you're saying. I am experiencing the same thing. In fact, the people I know that lived in France or studied abroad in France, they love France. They hate when I talk trash on Macron and say that France's culture is crumbling. They live in the denial of that. They're now saying, okay, I see what you're talking about now. And they're not buying that this wasn't arson either. So you're definitely right about that.
Absolutely. And you know, there are so many countries now that just feel like a powder keg. You just have so much going on there. And as I mentioned last time, there's just protests in multiple countries. It seems like every weekend for a variety of reasons, some of them good, some of them not so good. You have major, major climate change protests going on in London now. They've arrested over 1,000 people. These people are behaving similarly to, let's say, the Black Lives Matter activists in the
US. Yeah, they're staging, like they're faking they're dying in front of government buildings. They're gluing themselves to trains. It's insane behavior.
It's utter madness. And so just to see where things go from a week-to-week basis, there is never a dull moment. As I've covered in the past as well, we have this situation where migrants are now crossing en masse from France over to the UK in little boats. The border guard there, just border force, just picked up a whole another round of them this weekend, just making their way across. And they think that, you know, there aren't going to be any consequences as long as they can make it onto UK soil. It's just like, it's just madness.
Well, and every time we see these videos, I mean, Europe is the worst. I mean, honestly, like the people that come across the southern border in the West, it's like 80% military aged men. The boats and the migrants they catch in Europe, it's like 90-95% military, like 100 even.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I just had some friends visiting from the States. They had never been to Europe and they weren't sure what to expect. And they spent a lot of time down in Italy and they did have a great time touristing, but they were shocked by some of the things that they saw in some of these formerly great Italian cities such as Milan, where they just said, you know, I genuinely just didn't feel safe in certain areas. And it's probably really a shock as an American, let's say, if you're insulated from that, to see what's going on in parts of Europe that at one time, you know, just tourist hotspots and all sorts of great things going on in these cities. Now they're just kind of decaying and they're just being overrun with migrants in some of these parts. It's nuts.
Well, yeah, and that's so weird because it's the exact opposite of what you would expect. I mean, I try to localize things from my experience to understand these issues better. I grew up in St. Louis and, you know, downtown is obviously seedy in St. Louis. People know about it. And so what the local government figured out was that people aren't coming to see the attractions. They're not going to the arts. They're not going to the riverboat. And it's because of the violence and the current status of the city. So what they did is they went in, they renovated, they cleared it out. They readjusted some things. And now you go to these areas and people can actually go and they don't feel like they're looking at rundown buildings and gangbangers running around. And it's starting to get back to the right place. But in France, they're doing the opposite. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, our culture, all these great monuments and everything in Italy and everything, it's all being either literally burned to the ground, or now it's like these tent cities and stuff. It's not fun to go walk around there. They're just putting more of it out. It's like they don't even want to protect their own culture.
They don't at all. And unfortunately, this is the same story playing out across the West. I was glad to see that Tucker Carlson shone a light on the tent cities in Los Angeles. As you know, we've been covering the tent city situation in California for a couple of years now. We were one of the first kind of international outlets to bring a little light to that, because it's kind of a new phenomenon where there's just, you know, lines of streets just lined with
people. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because they're also experiencing that in the UK. And look, I mean, here in Austin, Dan, I don't want to do this report, but I mean, I could take a camera to about 5 different spots here in Austin and there's whole tent cities, but because there's some still wooded areas, they're able to kind of hide back behind the woods. But we're talking about whole economies of tent cities in Austin now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's crazy to think this, but it happens almost every day that 3 hours is not enough to cover all the news. And so I've got Dan Lyman with me here, and we're going to continue to go down some of these news stories. But, man, I'm just still swamped with news I'm not even going to be able to get to. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over for the fourth hour. Will Johnson hosting the War Room today. In fact, Will Johnson will be having Peter Diabrasca on today to discuss his story. Illegal alien who worked as election canvasser booked for attempted murder after drive-by shooting. And, of course, it turns out he's associated with CASA, C-A-S-A, that says that they fight for immigrant rights, which is, of course, I mean, the definition of hyperbole. They're actually fighting against immigrant rights and standing for illegal immigrants. So that'll all be on the War Room. But Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com is with me now. You know, Dan, I'm thinking about these tent cities in the break and how to talk about this. And there seems to be different issues. I mean, the tent cities that you see in Europe and France over here are mostly due to the open borders because the people come into the country. They have nowhere else to do. They don't have jobs. I don't even know if they're looking for jobs. And so they end up in these tent cities. And so it creates these big, basically just street long tent cities and you can't walk by. In America, it seems to be different, at least here in Austin, where, the tent cities are just kind of people that are homeless. And for whatever reason, they don't want to get out of homelessness. I guess they enjoy it. But I mean, what do you think is happening in Europe right now with these tent cities? I mean, is it pretty much just these migrants come in through the open borders? They have nothing, no prospects, nowhere else to go. So they just eventually flock to these tent cities.
Yeah. In many cases with the tent cities in Europe, it's definitely typically it's 100% migrant in a lot of these areas. For instance, the canals in Paris, they accumulate sometimes up to thousands of migrants will start a tent city and be allowed to take it that far before the police and the authorities come in and they basically just move them and they go somewhere else. As you know, they've destroyed the Calais jungle at least once, try to take that apart. And that seems to, you know, accumulate migrants as well. And now that, like I said, they're hopping boats to get over to the UK. And so, yeah, with the tent cities in Europe, and they are everywhere in some of these countries, Italy, France, anywhere with a decent climate. Bosnia has been inundated with migrants that are like piling up at the border.
And look at that boat. It's all men. It's literally all men.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that is what's a little bit different than the situation at the U.S. border at this time. Of course, we have this crisis with families now. And of course, that's why they're being allowed into the country by the hundreds of thousands. So there is a little bit different, but the same story is playing out that Western countries are being flooded. Australia is being flooded. According to a senator from Australia, they took in something like 150,000 migrants in 1 month alone. So, you know, it's playing out the same everywhere. The recipe is a little different for each region, but something has to be done because that's what's propelling unrest in so many cases. Even if the media won't report that, they'll say it's about a fuel tax hike, or whatever. It's Europeans watching their countries be devastated and on their own dime, they're paying for it. And for instance, last week I just covered this. There are now Swedish towns that have taken in something like their population has increased by, let's say, 25% in some of these towns with migrants only. And 90% of those migrants, if not more, are on social assistance. So we have Swedish towns now that are facing economic collapse in some of these towns. And simultaneously, the federal government is slashing aid to the migrants. So they're putting the burden more on the local taxpayers. And then, so these towns are saying, well, we don't know what to do. We're going to need to close down a school and, you know, shut down some services for people who actually are from Sweden. So, I mean, you're creating a situation where resentment is only going to grow and grow and grow. As you see in this scene right here, this is, Paris, if I'm not mistaken. I have laid eyes on scenes like this. It is heartbreaking.
And for radio audience, they're just rolling B-roll of these tent cities. It basically looks like you're in a dystopian movie and you're just walking down the street of an old abandoned city and you've just got hundreds of tents, cardboard beds set up, trash just everywhere. It's like it's been totally abandoned and it's just run by the dregs of society now. But this is what open borders have done to Europe. You know, there's some other international news happening right now. China shows off new destroyer ship as Xi views naval parade. North Korea's Kim Jong-un to meet Putin in Russia this week. Those are two big stories that are developing right now. But Dan, what are you working on right now for EuropeWars.com?
Right now we're actually working on a story about the migrants coming across the channel. We've been covering that one regularly, so I wanted to get that news out because that's something that is like it's just happening and hardly anyone's talking about it. Gets maybe a quick mention in UK media, but basically these migrants, and a lot of them are Iranian. So there's some sort of pipeline coming from Iran directly to the shores of France, and then they're getting on boats with human traffickers that take them out into the channel. And in many cases, they're just phoning what would be the equivalent of 911 in the UK. They'll just call for emergency assistance, and then they'll get apprehended, and then they got brought over to the UK. And chances are most of them are staying, if I had to guess. So it's just like this steady drip going across the channel. So that's what we're working on today. And yesterday we just published a story about a migrant and from Eritrea in Sweden who robbed, attacked, attempted rape, a slew of crimes across the span of 1 month. He was convicted of all of them. He will face no prison time and will not be deported. So you have to wonder what is with the favoritism for these people, because if a Swede had committed those same crimes, you can bet he'd be locked away.
Oh, and absolutely. And of course, I mean, but it's just like, it really makes you wonder, what is wrong with these people? I mean, why do they want to see the collapse of their civilization? Why do they want to see more crime? I mean, literally more rape. I mean, this is all increasing with the illegal migration, but it seems like they just welcome it, promote it, and then that just empowers others to continue down this road of illegal immigration with these open borders. Of course it's going to happen. I mean, do you see this trend, just this trend changing at all, Dan? I mean, it seems to be going one direction. We do see some leadership popping up in Italy. But I mean, other than that, I mean, is there anything stopping this?
It's a good question. Salvini has done a great job, but he is just one man. He has cut down the crossings across the Mediterranean to Italy, apparently over 90% since taking office, which is fantastic. However, they're just going to other countries now. They're still going to Greece. They're still going to Spain. I was just in Portugal and Lisbon. Quite a few migrants there as well. You don't hear about that too often. So they're still finding their way across. So it would take a concerted effort EU-wide for to do anything about this issue. And maybe maybe that's on the horizon, because we do have European parliamentary elections coming in just a few short weeks. And we have Salvini and like-minded parties trying to form a new coalition, basically, within the European Parliament that will challenge the existing global order. But I mean, no one's going to go down without a fight in this scenario, ranging from Theresa May and Macron and Juncker to the nationalist populists on the other side. It is definitely a battle that is forming and taking shape, and I'm sure will get much more intense in the years to come.
Well, and you know, I think part of the reason why, and who knows the Notre Dame Cathedral story. I mean, look, it looks like arson. As far as who did it, you know, we'll never probably know. But I feel like they don't even want, it's like they're going to, more of this stuff is going to keep happening. And what ends up happening is that the media censors it. And so you don't know why places are burning. I mean, nobody knows about all the bombings that are happening in Sweden. So there's all this stuff happening because of the migrant waves, all the violence, all the terror, but the media doesn't cover it. So the people don't know what's going on. And so what they want is this to create a situation where if you even mention migration when it comes to these terror attacks or tent cities, they say, oh no, that's a false equivalency. That's intolerant, even though that's exactly what it is. But you know, I look at these countries, Greece is another one. I mean, they haven't been hit too hard as far as, you know, terror and bombings and the ruin of their culture. But like, I mean, I just think about it. Like, imagine a terror attack in Greece, or like they burn the Acropolis or something. I mean, when is it enough? When is Europe going to say enough is enough, Dan? Final 30 seconds.
That's a good question. I think that process is happening, and I think that people are starting to find their voice. But there is definitely a culture in many of these countries where it's shaming by other people to keep other people silent. But people are starting to find their voice, and we see that occurring in France now. They are out en masse, and I see that continuing through the summer for sure.
Follow Dan Lyman's work at EuropeWars.com and on Twitter at Citizen Analyst. Thank you, Dan.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes completely confidential and private to techjobs@InfoWars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@InfoWars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. TechJobs@InfoWars.com. TechJobs@InfoWars.com. TechJobs@InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, my last segment here hosting today, Paul Joseph Watson is going to take over. So I'm going to do a news blitz here and just get to as much of this news as possible before Paul takes over. All right, we've got the story at InfoWars.com, but this is just developing today. First of all, this came out over the weekend. Jussie Smollett still too traumatized by racist attack to sleep at night. So as InfoWars told you, on the heels of it all coming out that Jussie Smollett staged this crime, filed a fake police report, staged the whole thing, we told you that they're going to come full circle and they're going to say, no, that's not what happened. Jussie Smollett was really attacked. That's how desperate they're getting. I mean, they're engaged in domestic terrorism every day. But now, brothers accused of attacking Jussie Smollett sue his attorney for defamation. So it's actually the two attorneys, their firms, Tina Glandian and Mark Garagos, that are being sued. So it's not even Smollett, but they're saying, no, they lied and they defamed us when they said it was our idea or that we actually did this. They're saying Smollett did the whole thing. So here's the deal. Smollett's a punk ass bitch who created a fake hate crime to try to start a civil war, a race war in this country. Jussie Smollett belongs in jail. Now, I'm not a violent person, and I don't wish any violence upon Jussie Smollett. But you know what would have happened to Jussie Smollett in a real world that's not dominated by cucks? Well, you can imagine. But The left is now going with the original fake story that Jussie Smollett was attacked by Trump supporters, just like we predicted. Do you see how sick these people are? But I hope the Chicago police do the right thing. And by the way. Oh my gosh. Who was it? I don't even think it's in the story. The law firm filed a request of discovery so that they could find out what happened in the Chicago DA in Cook County, why Smollett was let go, what happened in Kim Fox's office, the communiques. Oh my gosh, this is so unbelievable. A lawyer blocked that from happening, and it was a big liberal Democrat lawyer. Oh my gosh, I can't remember who it was now. But they're attempting to block that discovery, folks. So they know what happened. They know Smollett lied about the whole thing. They know that they did a false police report, and the lawyers know that they defamed the two brothers. So they're now trying to stop discovery because guess what, folks? It's going to come out. This went to the top of the Democrat Party, Barack Obama. Yeah. And so they're doing everything they can to try to cover this up right now. Wow. And so they're going to do everything they can to try to stop discovery from happening because it's going to lead to Obama, to Kamala Harris. It's unbelievable what's happening in this country right now. Wow. So get ready for that. Jussie Smollett, you are a pathetic worm. You pathetic worm. You need to rot in a hole in the ground. That's what you deserve. But don't worry. You know what, Jussie? The only redemption for you, the only redemption for Jussie Smollett is to come out and admit you're a liar, to come out and admit you're a phony, to come out and admit you tried to start domestic terror in this country. Come out and admit it, Jussie. Come out and admit the Democrats ran you. Come out and admit there were other people involved in this fake hate crime. Come out and admit it, Jussie. Be a man, but you're not a man. You're a little boy. You're a little punk. Excuse me. Forgot to mention that thousands of Boy Scout leaders are now facing accusations of child sex crimes. Boy, that's not good. Tell you, that Jussie Smollett really is a piece of crap. Moving on. House Judiciary Chairman subpoenas ex-White House counsel Don McGahn. So now Jerry Nadler is out here subpoenaing anybody and everybody to keep the Mueller report in the news, to keep Russian collusion going. Jerry Nadler, who envies Humpty Dumpty's waistline. This fat turd. Sick of this. These people. Trump and allies ramp up attacks as McGahn emerges as chief witness in Mueller report. Oh, yes. They're ramping up attacks. Trump has been nonstop under attack with your fake news since he announced he was running. Oh, yes. But Trump and his allies are ramping up attacks. Yeah, what? Against the treasonous, corrupt deep state? The ones that tried to destroy him? The ones that illegally spied on him? What'd you do, Jerry? Eat the evidence? Oh, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I'm not alone in this, okay? We're a voice for the weary out there. We're fed up with this crap. We're fed up with the Jussie Smollett's. We're fed up with the Barack Obamas. We're fed up with the Jerry Nadlers. We're fed up with the Eric Swalwells. And I got news for you. If you continue to force these people down our throats, it's not gonna be pretty. We're at our wit's end with you. Dem leaders stress more Trump probes downplay impeachment. So you've got half the Democrat Party crying for impeachment, half the Democrat Party saying we can't call for impeachment, it'll kill our chances in 2020, and then you've got all these little committees that these Democrats are on subpoenaing anybody and everybody, probing Donald Trump. I mean, you guys have been probing Donald Trump's butthole for 3 freaking years. Get out of there, you sick freaks. Why don't you just, the Democrats should just be proctologists. They're so obsessed with these probes. That's what they are. Democrats are now political proctologists, and their cities are literally falling apart. House Democrat leaders urge caution on impeachment as members plot way forward. They don't know what to do. But they're going on with their fake news. I mean, it's unbelievable. They fake a hate crime. They get totally caught with Jussie Smollett. They say, oh, no. Jussie Smollett was victimized by a hate crime. He was attacked by Trump's army. Literally, the whole thing totally blown wide open. Everybody knows it was fake. And they stick to their fake news. I mean, that is, do you realize how incredible that is? But that's not even the worst. They do it with Russian collusion. There's a story here from Breitbart. Top 51 fake news bombshells the media spread about Russiagate. 51 bombshells, they claimed. All of it fake news. And yet they still stick to their lies. Folks, look, this is so, honestly, it's so incredible to me, you know, because when you have people that are going to stick to known lies and just sit right there with a cold straight face and tell you a lie that you know is a lie, and they're going to sit there and look you in the eye and lie to you, knowing they're lying to you, folks, you need to realize how dangerous this is. If somebody's willing to lie to your face, folks, what else are they willing to do? If somebody's willing to stage a hate crime to try to start a race war and a civil war in this country, what else are they willing to do? If these people are willing to commit treason to try to cover up for their crimes, what else are they willing to do? If they're willing to start an illegal investigation over fake news and then stick to it after it gets proved fake news, what else are they willing to do? Oh, you want to know what else they're willing to do? Kill a baby after it's born. You want to know what else they're willing to do? Put mercury in your vaccines so that it brain damages you. Pete Buttigieg says that God doesn't have a political party. Really? Your political party murders babies. I think God does have a political party, the one that doesn't murder babies. Extra buzz in the streets of South Bend as Buttigieg attends Dingus Day festivities. Boy, you know, that headline pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? We'll just leave it at that for Buttigieg. Trump will visit the Queen, long delayed state visit. You know, that's actually an interesting one. I think it's a little more important than people want to lead on. Trump and the Queen in the same room, that's going to be fireworks. And then you'll see all the glad handing and everything to this Queen, who knows how well she is or how she's even lived to be 93. I think she just turned 93. You know, I've got stacks of news I didn't get to. NASA warns spectacular Beauty and the Beast could wreak havoc on Earth. What? So, admire the beauty, but fear the beast, as a pretty amazing aurora is spotted in the northern hemisphere. NASA says to fear it, though. I don't know what they know or don't know. And then the UN says 1 million species at risk of extinction due to humans. Well, yeah. So I guess humans should probably just die then, actually. You know, there's been a long rumor about Chelsea Clinton being Webb Hubble's daughter. Chelsea Clinton put out a picture that looks like Webb Hubble, but I have a new theory. Chelsea Clinton is not Webb Hubble and Hillary Clinton's daughter. Chelsea Clinton is Webb Hubble and Bill Clinton's daughter.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Specific request.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with
Chelsea Hubbard.
Troyer.
So look, I have specific request to explain here. The crew was not happy with me to just kind of leave this on a cliffhanger. Chelsea Clinton puts out a tweet, and you know, honestly, I kind of feel bad for Chelsea Clinton, but this is a message to Chelsea Clinton. I'm sorry. I thought that you were the daughter of Webb Hubble and Hillary Clinton. But it's clear to me now, after putting this picture out, you put this picture out on Twitter. It's clear to me now, Chelsea, that I was wrong. You're not the daughter of Hillary Clinton and Webb Hubble. You're actually the daughter of Bill Clinton and Webb Hubble. You know, you could do, and people have done this, and it's kind of funny. I mean, you know, do your eyes deceive you type of thing, but there's so many, let's just say children out of wedlock. Chelsea Clinton is one example. There's other famous examples. I mean, hey, I don't know. I've never done the DNA test on Chelsea Clinton, but boy, that'd be interesting. You'd think she might want to know. Or maybe, you know, one of the other famous ones is that Khloe Kardashian is the daughter of O.J. Simpson. I mean, and you look at Khloe and she's clearly different than the rest of the Kardashians. I mean, she's built like O.J. Simpson, you know, a football player. And then you look at O.J. Simpson's kids and compare them to Khloe and you're like, that's pretty much the exact same person. But, you know, I don't do the DNA test, but those are just some examples. But why? Why do we have people lying about, who their kids are? Well, they want you to think that they're all on the up and up. But you wonder how many kids old Billy Boy had that weren't Hillary's. He ignores Danny Williams, but that's because of Hillary's racism. But anyway, Chelsea Clinton, I apologize. You're clearly not the daughter of Hillary Clinton and Webb Hubble. You're actually born out of Webb Hubble and the daughter of Bill Clinton from Webb Hubble. So actually, congratulations. You might actually be the first woman born of two men. Okay. Let's just do a news blitz and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Apple face recognition blamed by New York teen for false arrest. Oh, the Apple face recognition, not as good as they thought. They said it was impossible to hack it. That's not true. It turns out it's pretty much easily hackable if you have a similar face. But it doesn't matter. They got to roll this out. It's all about security in the end. They're just going to sell all the facial recognition data to big government. Google spin-off drone delivery business first to get FAA approval. Well, I wonder how Alphabet's offshoot of a drone delivery business got the first FAA approval. Corporate privilege. Coming to store shelves, cameras that guessed your age and sex. That should be fun. A nice AI robot to tell you what to buy. Oh, I just can't wait to go to the store and the AI bot tells me how old I am and probably tells me what health I'm in too. Probably tells me I need a vaccine. Oh, hi, Mr. Schroyer. You need a vaccine. Oh, yes, AI. Please save me. Facebook's new chief lawyer helped write the Patriot Act. Oh, I'm sure Jennifer Newsted's experience and knowledge of the Patriot Act had nothing to do with her being employed at Facebook now. Jack Dorsey admits Twitter's like button should have never existed. Yeah, because here's the thing. conservatives are actually coming up right now, conservative content makers and conservative commentators and stuff. The left has nothing to offer. And Twitter is basically one of the platforms where this is happening. And it happens because people like it. They build other people up. Other people can find them. Twitter doesn't want this to happen. Twitter is sick of seeing all these successful conservatives. Twitter is sick of seeing people like Paul Joseph Watson dominate Twitter. So they want to get rid of the like button and everything. So Paul, you know, you're too successful on Twitter. You're too good. You get too many likes. So we're just going to remove the like button, okay? So from now on, when you put out a video that gets 50,000 likes and it goes viral, we're just going to shut that down, Paul. Okay, Paul? Are you okay with that? Can we shut that down?
Sounds good to me, Owen.
Thank you, Paul. All right, so Paul is too successful on Twitter, so we're going to have to shut down Paul's likes. So we're going to get rid of the like button because it's an advantageous for conservatives. So Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this April 23rd, 2019 edition. Obviously today the BBC is reporting as of 4 hours ago Donald Trump's state visit to the UK set for the 3rd of June. Of course this was promised by Prime Minister Theresa May, who for some godforsaken reason is still the Prime Minister of the UK, back when Trump was elected in 2016, but no date was set. Trump did visit the UK on a working visit in July 2018. That's when they had the big temper tantrum, you remember, with the Trump baby balloon, which was dwarfed by the Sadiq Khan baby balloon. So they had their big protest, their big temper tantrum back last summer. But now it's been announced that Donald Trump will make a 3-day state visit to the UK from 3rd to 5th of June. Buckingham Palace has announced the President, First Lady Melania Trump will be guest of the Queen and attend a ceremony in Portsmouth to mark 75 years since the D-Day landings. How dare they? The Labour Party in the United Kingdom, which is the equivalent of the Democrats, the leftists, are not happy. And now you have some of the same people who literally want ISIS jihadists to return to the UK, but they don't want the leader of the free world and our number one ally to enter the country. Literally, it's got to that level. Headline up on Infowars.com. Labour MP who said ISIS bride should come back, in her own words, to UK, wants to ban President Trump from state visit. This is left-wing Labour MP Rupert Hook, who said that ISIS bride Shamima Begum should come back to the UK. And she's now calling for President Donald Trump to be banned from entering the country on a state visit because of, you guessed it, racism. So she gave an interview back in February to a radio station, this left-wing Labour MP, and said that Shamima Begum should have her citizenship returned to her and she should be allowed to come back to the UK. Who was Shamima Begum? Oh, she was the poor 16-year-old girl who was groomed and radicalized and was made to go to Syria to fight alongside ISIS. No. No, that's not what happened. She was literally an enforcer alongside ISIS jihadists in Syria. She pointed automatic weapons at women in Syria for, quote, wearing brightly colored shoes. This is the ISIS bride, Shamima Begum.
She literally sewed explosives into suicide vests to make sure that they would detonate if the suicide vest was taken off. This is the poor baby who was groomed and radicalized. It's totally not her fault. No, she was enthusiastic about joining ISIS. And then she came back a few months ago to the UK media with this big sob story, and they all believed it. It later came out that, in fact, she said during those very interviews, she was not fazed by seeing decapitated heads in trash cans because the victims were enemies of Islam. So maybe they deserved it. So this is the woman, Shamima Begum, that this Labour MP wants to see return to the UK. And she said in this interview that she's had trial by media and that she's really not that much of a bad person. Come on, who hasn't seen a decapitated head in a trash can and thought, well, they probably deserved it. Let them back in. So Shamima Begum's currently going through an appeal process with legal aid, and she's put out this sob story and the left has rallied behind her. She's allowed back in. Returning ISIS jihadists are allowed back in to reintegrate. But Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, no. He can't come in. So they've put out this parliamentary notion, which is backed by this Labour MP, Rupa Hooke. I'm going to read it now. This is why Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed to enter the UK on a state visit, according to them. It says, this House deplores the record of US President Donald Trump, including his misogynism, which isn't even a word. The word is misogyny. They can't even get the word right. Racism and xenophobia, condemns his previous comments on women, refugees and torture. Again, providing no actual examples. Condemns his lack of action on climate change and failure to support the Paris climate change deal. So because he doesn't believe in the fairy tale of man-made global warming, he shouldn't be allowed to come in on a state visit. If he'd fled to Syria and literally joined ISIS, then maybe they'd give him a fairer hearing. It continues. The motion condemns his sharing of online content related to a far-right extremist organization in the UK. That was the infamous retweets of Britain First. Okay, so sewing explosives into a suicide vest for ISIS jihadists, that's fine. Retweeting Britain First, no, you're not coming in. That's extremist behavior. Retweeting a right-wing group on the internet, that's extremist. Seeing decapitated heads in bins and not being fazed by it, that's fine. Pointing machine guns at women for wearing brightly colored clothing and shoes, that's fine. But you retweet Britain First, you're not coming in. The motion continues. They condemn his comments about the Mayor of London. Oh, he was mean to Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, therefore he can't come in. Notes, previous motions and debates in the House of Parliament, including on the withholding of the honour of a joint address to the Houses of Parliament, further notes the historical significance and honour that comes with the choice to offer a full state visit to an individual, and calls on Prime Minister and the government to rescind the offer of a full state visit to President Trump. So maybe if Trump had just joined ISIS and literally created suicide explosive vests like the ones used in Sri Lanka to kill nearly 300 people, they wouldn't have a problem with that. But because he's, quote, racist with no examples provided, because he's, quote, misogynist, or what was the word they used that they made up? Misogynism, not even a word. That's bad. That's extremist because he made an offhand comment about they let you grab them by the pussy 14 years ago. That's extremist. That means he can't come into the country. And listen to what she also said, this Labour MP. Hook, she said, Trump's visit would not be conducive to good race relations in the country. So they're literally saying some brown people might be offended, so the President of the United States and the UK's number one ally shouldn't be allowed into the country. Of course, the vast majority of people who are offended by this are idiot middle-class leftists. The same kind of leftists who are out on the streets with this ridiculous Extinction Rebellion, telling us how to live our lives, telling us not to use plastic straws, telling us not to use cars, while they literally fly off on their skiing holidays paid for by daddy on a bi-monthly basis. Who was it? Emma Thompson, literally flying 5,000 miles from LA to London to join a climate protest. Absolutely absurd. So you literally have a bunch of Labour MPs who have advocated returning ISIS jihadists to come back to the UK. They've advocated the return of Shamima Begum, who was part of this Hizbah enforcement group, which handed out brutal punishments to those found flouting ISIS laws on how to dress and behave. That's not extremist. Literally creating suicide explosive vests. That's not extremist. Seeing decapitated heads in trash cans and saying, well, they were enemies of Islam. Who gives a damn anyway? That's not extremist. But Donald Trump said they let you grab them by the pussy 14 years ago and retweeted Britain first. That's extremist. And it doesn't matter if literally we're begging for a trade deal with America because Theresa May has been so cowardly in her dealings with the EU with Brexit. That doesn't matter. The fact that he's our number one ally and America's been our number one ally for decades and decades and generations, that doesn't matter. No, he shouldn't be allowed into the country. Absolutely absurd. It's a kind of a cliche now to say that, you know, they hate their own country. What else could you say but they hate their own country when they literally give more sympathy to individuals who have joined the most notorious, bloodthirsty terrorist group on the planet, the terrorist group which has just claimed responsibility for killing 290 people, many of them Christians, injuring 500 or more in Sri Lanka. Those people can come back into the UK. Donald Trump can go and sling his hook because racism and misogyny and xenophobia, absolutely clown world, absurd, ludicrous. We'll be back in the next segment to get into it more. And other news, this is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with breaking news up on Infowars.com and of course Summit.news, which I know today from looking at the Alexa site rankings now has more traffic and is higher in the Alexa site rankings than Right Wing Watch, which is basically like 15 years old at this point. George Soros funding. Summit.news has been going for about 3 weeks. More traffic. That's just a little footnote that I'd like to install there in the broadcast. Headline up on summit.news and infowars.com. Sri Lanka attacks were response to New Zealand mosque massacre. This was in an address to the nation's parliament where Sri Lanka's defense minister said that the Islamic terror attacks on luxury hotels and churches, which killed nearly 300 people and injured hundreds more, were a response to the New Zealand mosque shooting. He said investigations reveal this attack was carried out in response to the Christchurch mosque massacre in New Zealand on Muslims. There was a security lapse leading to this devastation in Sri Lanka. Of course, the Christchurch mosque massacre was carried out by a single nutjob lunatic white supremacist. How that then necessitates a response, which basically involves people walking into luxury hotels where mostly Sri Lankan people are eating their breakfast and blowing them to pieces, doesn't really connect. But then again, what does? So they're saying it was a response to that. But then the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who likes to walk around in a hijab, said that she's not yet seen any intelligence reports linking Sri Lanka attacks and Christchurch mosque massacre. So New Zealand is basically saying they don't have any information about this. But then Reuters reports ISIS claims Sri Lanka blasts as government says probe making progress. Islamic State claimed responsibility on Tuesday for the bomb attacks in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people. That figure's gone up, evidently. It was 290 before. And what officials believe was retaliation for assaults on mosques in New Zealand. The claim issued through the group's AMAQ news agency was made after Sri Lanka said two domestic Islamist groups with suspected links to foreign militants were suspected to have been behind the attacks at three churches and four hotels. So basically, ISIS claims responsibility for a lot of stuff. Not everything, but they do claim responsibility for the vast majority of major terror attacks. And now the Sri Lankan government is saying that it is ISIS. The New Zealand government is saying that it's not. But beside all that, what is most important about the aftermath of the horrific attack in Sri Lanka carried out by Muslim extremists is not the threat posed by Islamic terrorism. It's how the far right reacted to it. Obviously, that's the biggest threat, isn't it? Media worries about right-wing anger and violence against Muslims following Islamic terror attack in Sri Lanka. Following the slaughter of nearly 300 people, now more than 300 people, many of them Christians, by Islamic terrorists in Sri Lanka, the mainstream media is worried about right-wing anger and violence against Muslims. So you had a Washington Post story yesterday entitled Christianity Under Attack, Sri Lanka Church Bombing Stoke, Far-Right Anger in the West. So again, being angry about something, being angry about 300 plus people being slaughtered in cold blood by Islamic terrorists, that must mean you're far right. The article downplays the notion of Christianity being under attack as merely a theme for right-wing activists. Yeah, it's really a theme, isn't it, when, what is it, 105 Christian churches are attacked every single month. What is it, 345 Christians are killed as a result of their faith every single month. Oh, no, but it's just a theme for right-wing activists. And their anger is what we should really be concerned about. Another article published by UK outlet LBC cites an analyst who worries that the Sri Lanka massacre may lead to further violence against Muslims. This has become par for the course. After every single Islamic terror attack, the media either victim blames or runs defense for Islam. And you'll note that after every single Islamic terror attack, there's no concern about, oh, what about the after every white supremacist attack, I mean, oh, what about the safety of white people? No, they just blame all white people. The alternative that Islam has an implicit problem with violence because of what is written in the Quran and needs to be reformed is too difficult to stomach. Next time a right-wing lunatic shoots up a mosque, is the media going to publish stories hand-wringing with concern about the threat to white people or conservatives? Don't hold your breath. So again, we see this theme after every single major event, not even a terrorist attack. In fact, Peter J. Hassan tweeted this yesterday. White supremacist massacres Muslims in New Zealand. Let's talk about the far right. Notre Dame burns. Let's talk about the far right. Jihadists massacre Christians in Sri Lanka. Let's talk about the far right. That's your theme. Is the mainstream media being completely besotted and obsessed with how the right or the far right reacts to each one of these incidents, not asking serious questions about why these atrocities are happening in the first place? And we have another example of that here. BBC frets over nervous and afraid Muslims following Islamic terror attacks in Sri Lanka. Following attacks by Islamic terrorists that killed hundreds of people in Sri Lanka, BBC News expressed concern for, quote, nervous and afraid Muslims. This was in their live coverage of the aftermath of the bombings, which primarily targeted Catholic Christians. And they made a point of highlighting how Sri Lankan Muslims are left nervous and afraid. Who's going to be more nervous and afraid in Sri Lanka after they literally just killed 321 people and injured 500 plus more after suicide bombers walked into Catholic churches and blew themselves up after they're still finding, what was it, 80 other pipe bombs in a bus station after they tried to remote control detonate another bomb that was parked in that van that we saw in the video yesterday, which blew up? Who's going to be more nervous and afraid right now in Sri Lanka? I think it's going to be Christians, isn't it? Given that they're a minority, they're about 10% of the population. They're going to be nervous and afraid. How about we focus on, oh, sorry, you can't call them Christians anymore. Sorry, Easter worshippers. Don't use the C word. It's politically incorrect to call them Christians. They're Easter worshippers. Surely we should be worried about Easter worshippers being nervous and afraid. As we highlighted yesterday, instead of focusing on the perpetrators, some media outlets chose to make the issue about the reaction of the far right. Given that nearly 800 people, many of them Catholics, have just been killed or injured by Muslim extremists, is anyone concerned about, again, that's the C word, I can't say it, Easter worshippers? David Vance made another good point, talking about the state visit of Trump, which, as I talked about in the previous segment, left-wing Labour MPs are now trying to get cancelled, the same left-wing Labour MPs that openly roll out the red carpet for returning ISIS jihadists. One of the reasons they cited for wanting to ban Donald Trump's state visit was that he was mean to the London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Boo-hoo, poor baby, hurt his fee-fees. David Vance tweets this. When 50 Muslims were murdered at the mosque in New Zealand, London Mayor Sadiq Khan instantly ordered extra policing to protect mosques in London. After 300 Christians are murdered in Sri Lanka, what additional policing resources has he made available to protect London's churches? And again, the Prime Minister of New Zealand donned a hijab You know, the call to prayer rung out in major cities. Who's going to wear Christian crucifixes? Who's going to protect Christians in the aftermath of this attack? We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout Ultimate Sleep Aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm the sun. And the air, all the shyness that is criminally vulgar, I am Solomon.
And we are back in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we go back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the great products that we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, we got the Turbo Force, which is one of my favorites. Be careful, though. It's best to take half a sachet of that when you first try it out, because it really is absolutely powerful in terms of giving you cognitive focus and waking you up without that junky feeling that you get from a lot of other energy drinks. We've also got Brain Force Plus available right now. This is another one of my favorites. Available right now for just $29.95 as part of this deal at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your free bottle of Knockout when you buy Brain Force Plus at 25% off. So you get 25% off your Brain Force and you get a bottle of Knockout, which is our great sleep aid, completely free. That's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, go and read the thousands of five-star reviews. I mean, just to give you an example, Brain Force Plus has 6,052 independent certified third-party reviews. It's got a 4.6 rating out of 5. Go and read what other people have said about it and get that deal right now. 25% off Brain Force Plus, and you get a free bottle of the Sleep Aid Knockout with every purchase of that. You can also get Bodies, which is the anti-inflammatory support, whole body support, nutritional supplement. That's available at a discount of $10 right now. You can get the InfoWars Life Protein Bar, again, at discount. And obviously, we have the clothing, the T-shirts, are available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's get back into some of this news. I don't want to turn it into the Islam hour, but, I mean, there's a lot of news about Islam. Breitbart reports Germany 24 injured after confused Somali storms Easter Mass while shouting, pelting stones. This is a common occurrence in Germany and Sweden right now. More than 20 people were injured at a church in Germany after mass panic ensued when a mentally confused Somali, stormed into an Easter service shouting and throwing stones. 24 people were treated for injuries, including 4 hospitalized with minor injuries, after the 36-year-old suspect burst into St. Paul's Church in Munich at 9:30 p.m. Saturday, about an hour into the Easter Vigil of its Croatian Catholic community. Local media said there was chaos when many of the approximately 500 people at the service were caught in a stampede to the church's exit, with eyewitnesses recalling their terror as the intruder reportedly shouted and pelted stones. Remember, in Europe, we've had invasions of churches on a regular basis. France just had 875 churches targeted or burned in 2018 because you had the beheading of the priest in a church in Normandy back in, I think it was 2016 or 2017. Now you had this incident. Jozo Dramak, who attended the vigil with his wife and son, said he was still scared after the night's events, reporting that churchgoers became panicked when someone screaming in Arabic shouted, Allah, Allah. Now you would understand what they would probably think was going to happen next, given that that is the refrain, or versions of it, shouted before almost every single terrorist attack. Marko Vidovic, a teacher from Lame, talks about the incident on Saturday night. He said, I heard someone screaming loudly. The church was full of visitors. People have thrown themselves anxiously on the ground. Others have run and stumbled. Children screamed. So basically 24 people were treated for injuries. He was throwing fireworks. He was throwing stones. He was shouting. He was screaming. He was chanting Allah, Allah. You can understand why the people were scared. That happened on Saturday night in Germany. Of course, we had the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral on Monday, which was just an accident. But they're still trying to claim, still, that the notion that Muslims celebrated the Notre Dame Cathedral burning, even though it was all over Facebook, literally every other comment, if you went on France 24 Arabic's Facebook page, or if you went on Al Jazeera's Facebook page, was people celebrating this fire, welcoming it with glee. I documented that in my video. BuzzFeed completely lied and claimed that, oh, we didn't know what they were reacting to, when there was literally a live feed video of Notre Dame burning in the background. Yes, we do know what they were reacting to. It was the Notre Dame fire. So eventually they had to backpedal and say, oh, but emoticons, smiley-faced emoticons, don't mean anything. Really. So if you went on 4chan during the New Zealand Christchurch massacre and had a bunch of people on 4chan celebrating that attack, which also happened, oh, well, that didn't mean anything. Yes, it does. It's an absolute disgrace. There you see the list of people reacting to that live video feed with smiley faces. A lot of Muslim names in there. It's just a fact. A lot of them react with glee and in a celebratory fashion after every single event like this. It's a fact. You can't get away from it. It's a problem. Yet they're still denying it. This is a headline out of Sputnik. Guardian jumps on claim Sputnik edited Notre Dame fire photo despite disproof. So the Guardian put out this series of Instagram stories where they've got a woman stood in front of the text. Muslims celebrated the destruction of Notre Dame with a big sign saying fake with a poopy face on it. Oh, because she stood there with a sign, that must mean it's fake, right? No, you can still go to the Facebook pages, Al Jazeera, France 24 Arabic, translate the comments, read them directly celebrating the attack. I read out literally 24 in that video about BuzzFeed I made last week. But now they've done it again. They're claiming that this photo, which you can see at the top of this article in Sputnik, was doctored, was fake. It shows two individuals of, it looks like, Arabic descent, smiling as they go past a police cordon with Notre Dame burning in the background. They claim that this is a fake image because something on one of the cheeks of one of these guys doesn't look right, and it shows, quote, obvious editing if you zoom into the picture. So with no evidence that this was faked whatsoever, they claim that this was a hoax. So what Sputnik did, and this is where they talk about it, Sputnik France commented on the grievous allegations and the website's chief editor, Natalia Novikova, calling for responsibility in journalism. The outlet has also put the original photo. So Sputnik got this original photo, which they took and included in their live coverage of the Notre Dame fire, where the metadata indicating when and how the pictures were made can be accessed after downloading the image. And they've got a link to it, which you can click. So they've got the actual metadata within this high-quality image where you can go to the source, and it was their photograph. So the media ran with this, and I think BuzzFeed tried to claim that this was fake as well. Now, The Guardian, still over a week later, is still claiming that this photograph of these two individuals, who other people have claimed shows them celebrating or at least pleased or at least smiling about the fire in the background, was fake. It's not fake. They've literally released the original photo with the metadata that anyone can go and check. And The Guardian, BuzzFeed are still putting out articles saying that this was a fake photo. By the way, this is not the only photo of a similar nature. I included another one in my video. It's not fake. Just like the comments on France 24, Arabic and Al Jazeera were not fake. They were real comments by real people celebrating the Notre Dame fire. So we've got this entire narrative. Muslims celebrating the destruction of Notre Dame was fake. It wasn't fake. They literally put a yellow sticker on this BuzzFeed tweet with my claim that they were celebrating the fire. And they put a yellow sticker on it and said fake. Oh, that must mean it's fake then. No, you're fake. You put out a fake news story because you were completely proven wrong on this issue. And now The Guardian has fallen for the exact same trick. And they're going to be left with egg on their face, which is why they're going bust, just like BuzzFeed going out of business because they lie to their audience. We'll be back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got 4 or 5 positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@infowars.com. Again, we've got 4 or 5 places we want to fill and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@infowars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and before we get into a few final news stories, I want to tell you about the new special we have at InfoWarsStore.com, which is the product for all your liberal friends, the InfoWars Total Cook Cleanse Pack, at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Too many liberals live their lives lacking in the power necessary to stand up to the New World Order and fight for the truth. That's why we're giving you an easy product to cleanse them of their cook ways. This is InfoWars Total Cook Cleanse Pack, and is built to help your liberal friends reach their alpha male peak to help fight for the truth. So it contains Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male, these can't-miss products from InfoWars Life, which are the best introduction to our line of incredible supplements. You can get that package right now available at InfoWarsStore.com for the low, low price of $69.95. That is the InfoWars Total Cut Cleanse, including Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where again, as I said before, you can also get the BrainForce Plus at 25% off, our top-selling nootropic nutritional supplement. helps you concentrate, helps you focus, helps you get work done quicker. That is available for 25% off. And if you buy that, you also get Knockout, which is our incredible sleep aid to help you rest easy at night, containing a list of ingredients that pack a punch to help you sleep better and faster. That is Knockout. You get a free bottle of Knockout when you buy BrainForce Plus at 25% off. That is a fantastic deal. Please go and take advantage of that today by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, another story up on Summit.News and InfoWars.com. Activists dressed as clowns protest Drag Queen Story Hour. Yes, that's right. Drag Queen Story Hour is still taking place, despite the fact that a bunch of pedos have been connected to it. Activists dressed as clowns interrupted a local Drag Queen Story Hour event in New Orleans to draw attention to the absurdity of the situation. There you see the sign that they were holding, Drag Queen Story Hour, adult entertainment for kids. Welcome to Clown World. So they've rolled it into the Clown World meme, which again is about taking the honk pill, which is basically about just embracing the nihilism of all this absurdity, of all this ludicrousness. Drag Queen Story Hour, which first surfaced in 2015, sees men dressed as women tour public libraries and schools across the United States and Canada reading books to children. It's so psychologically healthy for them. They're not terrified and confused at all. According to the group's website, the aim of the project is to capture the imagination of play and gender fluidity of childhood and give kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. No. You don't introduce gender fluidity to two-year-old toddlers. That's child abuse. Stay away from the damn kids. The backlash grew last month after it was revealed that a man who was charged with sexually assaulting a child was allowed to read to kids at a library in Houston. So now activists with the American Identity Movement decided to protest a Drag Queen Story Hour in New Orleans by dressing up as clowns and crashing the event. Looks like they got kicked out in a hurry, but they managed to make their point. There you can see the Panic Over Clown World meme, which is the video I made a few weeks ago. If you want to understand the true nature of Clown World and what it represents, go and watch that video right there. Meanwhile, Wisconsin mother of seven agrees to plead guilty to trying to plot ISIS terror attacks by instructing recruits on how to build bombs and poison reservoirs on hacked Facebook accounts. A Wisconsin mother of seven has agreed to plead guilty to trying to plan ISIS terror attacks. The 45-year-old agreed to plead guilty to one count of providing material to support a terrorist group in exchange for another being dropped. She called herself a housewife on a visa application to the US and she plotted attacks such as poisoning a reservoir with ricin. She was arrested last year after trying to use social media to recruit other terrorists. Meanwhile, over in Brunei, of course, they passed a recent law which allows them to stone gay people to death. Now the government of Brunei, this is quite funny, given that it's a dark subject, this is quite gallows humor. The government of Brunei basically sent an angry letter to the European Parliament and said that, why are you all complaining about us stoning adulterers and gay people to death, as well as thieves? Brunei basically said, this is part of our cultural diversity, and you should tolerate it if you have tolerance of Islam. So checkmate, progressives. All cultures are equal after all, right? We all buy that cultural relativist argument, apart from evil Western culture, which is capitalistic and avaricious and imperialist. Apart from that one, all the other cultures are just as good as each other. So basically, Brunei, the Islamic dictatorship, is now making the same point in an angry letter to the European Parliament, asserting that cultural diversity and tolerance of Islam should allow it to stone gay people to death without criticism. And who are you to complain about it, you privileged white liberals? The Islamic country recently introduced new punishments for the offences of theft, robbery, adultery, and sodomy. They include amputation, whipping, and stoning to death. After widespread criticism, I note that nobody marched on any embassies of Brunei in the West, certainly not in anywhere near the same numbers that people were out marching for the hysterical fairy tale, which is man-made global warming in London. But after criticism, the government of Brunei hit back by reasserting that Islam is a, quote, way of life for its people, and that the new laws should be put into context by considering the, quote, diversity of the world we share. And who are you to judge their culture? bigot. The letter goes on to emphasize that diversities in cultural, traditional and religious values in the world means that there is no one standard that fits all, and that this necessitates tolerance. And who could argue with that, right? That is the cultural relativism argument that leftists make when they assert that there are no bad cultures in the world and we should tolerate all cultures and all legal systems, in this case with Sharia law. And maybe you are a bigot for opposing the stoning to death of gay people. That's basically the point that the government of Brunei made in this letter, and it's the same one that leftists make on a regular basis, so checkmate progressives. Meanwhile, neighbours complain after Belgian woman hosts 100 illegal migrants in her garden. A woman in the Belgian village of Spy is causing controversy among other residents by hosting 100 migrants in her garden while they attempt to illegally reach the UK. And this is a Breitbart story. There's actually a video where these 100 migrants have just basically spread around the entire village and people are absolutely infuriated. The woman named Emmeline has hosted a number of migrants on her property for the better part of a year, but the number has grown to where they are now nearly 100 mostly African migrants camped in tents in the area. But, you know, you've got to give her credit. We've seen all the videos out of Sweden and France where they go up to people on the street, leftists, and say, do you support allowing migrants into the country? Yes. Do you support allowing migrants into people's homes? Yes. Well, here's a migrant. Are you going to take them home tonight? Are you going to give them a meal and a bed? No, don't think so. There you see the one in France. There was another one in Sweden more recently, which was even better. But so you've got to give this Belgian woman some credit. You know, she's put her money where her mouth is. She's put her principles on the line and she's taken in migrants into a back garden. And now there's 100 of them. The neighbors are saying that criminality has gone through the roof and the place smells. That's what they said, not me. But again, give her credit for putting her principles on the line. And if you want to vote for governments that allow this into your country in the first place, then how dare you complain about it? Suicide rate doubles in France among police. This is out of Zero Hedge. The French police are now processing after 28 officers have committed suicide so far in 2019. This is double the amount recorded at the same time last year. The working conditions are difficult, the management is too hard. And of course, as we know, over the past, what is it? How many weeks now? It's months and months. It must be into the 20s in terms of weeks. We've had yellow vest protesters out on the streets of Paris and other major cities in France, clashing with police on a regular basis. They hate being ordered. I'm sure some of them hate being ordered to carry out the brutal measures that we've seen against the yellow vests, given that, you know, that should be on the same side as them, really, when you consider the circumstances. Now, within the first quarter of 2019, double the amount of French police officers have committed suicide. That is absolutely tragic, but it shows how France is being ripped apart right now by their globalist savior, Emmanuel Macron. Actress Emma Thompson generates 1.67 tons of CO2 on 5,400-mile flight to join climate protest. So she's flown 5,400 miles from Los Angeles to join the London Eco Warrior protest. There was a video interview where they asked her, are you going to start flying economy class to save carbon dioxide emissions? She said, God, no. Go and watch that video. It's absolutely hilarious. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at Infowars.com and summit.news.
Stacy in the great state of Texas. In FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah. stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Our grandparents, the great-grandparents, knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.